Ladies and gentlemen, let's get this bitch started.
Public Yemeni number one.
Today is the day that I really need the weed. Anyways, guys, we got Davina Joy here. Fucking hilarious, beautiful, oh, sexless. She just told me she's celibate for 3 years, man. She got she wants her titties to come out.
I mean, I love being naked. I want to be naked everywhere I go. Like, that's just how I live my life. I don't understand why we're not all naked all the time. Like, that's how
I think some of us are doing other people a favor. By not being naked all the time.
That's body shaming. Like, honestly, I think that if we saw it all the time, we would have such a less judgment and criticism on people's bodies and people's beings.
You really
and,
believe that?
Yeah,
Do you believe our disgustedness at certain type of body types is because we're not seeing them on the regular? So, I mean, for example, like there's a norm of what is a beautiful body, right? Typically, right. It's a body that's not fat,
right?
Right. I want to ask you: do you think that looking at a body that is fat to some people, and I can't say all people, but to some people is like, oh, that's doesn't look attractive? Do you think that is because we're not seeing those naked bodies often, or do you think that is just a biological signal that, hey, that person's not healthy?
I mean, everything in our life is programming, right? There's like conditioning that we're all conditioned and we're all programmed. So yes, I do think it's because we don't see it, because nowadays there's definitely companies that are using plus size models and showing the body in all shapes and forms and normalizing just all shapes and forms of bodies. And so I do think that it adds to people accepting it and have being less critical and seeing it as beautiful, you know? I mean, I just think people are beautiful. Like, I don't, it's about the inside. It really has nothing to do with your outside, but we're so programmed. Like, honestly, when I see some of these models that are like anorexic thin, like my heart fucking hurts, you know?
Well, that's out of control in the other direction.
I mean, even when they're just super thin and it's not necessarily anorexic, like I like that my thighs touch in between.
How about super fat?
Super fat as well, because I know that it's a health thing. Like, I'm like, I want people to be healthy. Yeah. So for me, I'm like, there can be a bigger person who eats well, who exercises, just genetic wise, they have a thicker frame, bigger bone, whatever it may be, and right. They're very healthy. I want people to be healthy. Like, that's all that I care about. And mental health is like the start of that. You know, if you're not mentally healthy, that's why you're going to binge eat. And I've been there. I've done that. Like, where you're just like, I don't fucking care about life. And I'm just like, where are all the cookies? Where are all the cupcakes? Where's all the shit? And it was really doing frog medicine, like combo, that changed my life as far as like, I'm so conscientious now about what I put into my body. And I still give myself leeway. I fucking love cupcakes. I love brownie. I love all that stuff. But knowing what sugar does to the body, it's poison. That's as big a drug as heroin, as alcohol. It's horrid, you know, so.
Jason says, false. I'm doing the world a favor by staying clothed. I mean, I feel you, man. I think some people should just not be naked.
I mean, I just disagree. I think that there's a lot of acceptance that comes in that, and that people can show up fully as themselves when they've accepted their bodies in that. And like, okay, Jason, so why? Like, why do you
Here's
think
another
that you're
thing
doing?
That you're inspiring me to think about. Yeah. What if being naked all the time would force people to actually be healthier?
Possibly.
Because I think a lot of people do use clothes to hide the fact that they should be doing more with their diet or whatever, right?
I agree.
I know I did that. I used to be really overweight.
Okay.
I used to be fat.
Yeah.
Like fat, fat.
You're not now? Just kidding.
That's the end of the podcast, guys.
You gotta roast your friends, baby.
No. My thing is, I used to be really fat. Like, in my last name's Eshack, and then in boot camp, my nickname was Eat Snacks.
And I love funny shit. It's just funny.
It's hilarious. That's why I go by Eat Snacks.
Dude, yeah. I eat snacks. I yeah. love snacks. My Instagram is the smallest fat
Fattest girl
because
yeah, yeah.
I think I should be bigger than I am from where my diet was. Now that it's changed, but I'm not going to change the name because it's a fucking hilarious name. But I had a friend who once called me the smallest fat girl, and because we went to a bar and I went there specifically to get this food at like Davy Wayne's, you know, the time of Davy Wayne's.
Yeah.
And they have this little fucking snack area, and
they serve food there.
They have food in like the outside very back, and they had like this taco thing. I think
I remember there's a taco truck. There's like a truck.
And so I used to, there was one thing I wanted, and we had waited in line for however long it takes to wait in line. We get inside, I go straight for the food. They didn't have what I wanted, and I go to my friend and I was like, hey, I'm gonna go home. And she was like, what do you mean? I was like, yeah, I came here to get this food and they don't have it. And she's like, you're like the smallest fat girl. Like, we're here to party. And I was just like, oh, you might be here to party. But I was like, that's my new Instagram handle. And it has been forever.
So you're blessed with a good metabolism.
I do think I'm blessed with a good metabolism. I mean, before I did frog medicine, I was definitely thicker than I am now, but like, I've been a rock climber. I'm active. I'm an active person. I go dancing on the beach all the time. There, so it's like,
even during the day, if you're not doing anything, you're still doing something, probably on your feet doing things, right?
I
mean,
depends on the depression. Like, I do sleep a lot. I do sleep and just meditate a lot. I am meditating, but I also think there's times that I use that as a crutch to not be active. I'm really trying to get myself into a space where I enjoy working out. There's this guy on Instagram that I just started following, and he puts out these amazing, like, quick workouts, tells you how many reps to do for how many seconds or whatever to do it. His body is fucking sick. He doesn't take supplements. He doesn't like necessarily watch what he eats. He says he's like, I'm just very aware of like the muscle, like he does.
He's in tune with his body.
He'll
eat what he's want. He knows exactly how much to eat for, you know, however much energy he's used that day.
Right. And just being aware, like the self-awareness is so important right now. And I think that's what the universe is trying to teach us. Like that's what the universe is trying to bring us into is slowing down.
Technology's taking us out of that though.
I know.
The self-awareness is now become more self-aware of your inner narcissist. And try to make money off that on TikTok.
There's nothing, right. I mean, there's nothing wrong with wanting to be seen, but it's like, what are you putting out there? Like when you're just like following a trend, or you're in self-hate, or if you're putting stuff out there and then you watch it and it makes you judge yourself, it's horrid, you know? But when you put out some good content, like you're just trying to make people laugh, you're trying to raise the consciousness of this planet, I'm such a fucking hippie, then there's a difference. Like it's the content that you watch. And I stopped following a lot of things. I stopped, like, for my mental fucking health. I like to see inspirational quotes. I like to see people that are like saying, hey, you're beautiful and you have the best day ever. And if you're going through something, reach out to me, whatever it is. And I'm also that person that is working to be an empowerment guide and create that business for myself. It's just the business part of it. Like I watch you do this whole thing and I'm like, you're so impressive, you know?
I hate myself.
It's the worst. And so I found a studio now that I can start shooting Naked and Serious at. And yes, right. I have to pay them for the hour, but they have the engineer, well, they have the intern.
Why can't you just do kind of what I'm doing? And hold on a second. Not with this many cameras.
Right.
You don't need any lights.
I mean, I have lights. Lights I have. I have.
Why don't you just have your cell phone pointed at a couch where you are with your guest, and then just stream that live with no editing.
Because there's no live platforms that let you be completely naked like that. Like, that's the thing. We start out in a robe. We get completely naked.
OnlyFans?
Well, I do have an OnlyFans right now, and I'm putting up my 15 episodes right now. And then, yeah, I mean, maybe I will just do the live with OnlyFans, because that is a thing. I don't need all these points of view and all this. What I just want to see us naked on the couch and have us have a conversation, like a mid-frame, but with the possibility that if we want to, like, get off the couch, if we want to dance or do something, that we can, like, widen out and pull out. And those are things. I'm creative. I'm not technology.
I know. So that's why, like, I chose to do my podcast has no editing.
Right.
It goes live and I take the audio from the live video.
Yeah.
And I just put it up.
Right.
I
keep it simple.
Yeah, and that's the, I want to do the editing and then this and then that and cutting out the fat and making
see,
it quick.
See, I don't. Like, I love, like, there were times in some of the episodes where the producer would, like, be doing something and I'm, like, talking to guests and being like, hey, what are you doing? Like, talking. Like, I don't care that that's there. What I want is for us to stop thinking things are supposed to look a certain fucking way.
Well, then do your podcast that way.
I know. But it's... it's not even about the editing and stuff. It's that the technology, like, okay.
All you need to just point your phone and your phone will stream it. So if you got OnlyFans, let's say you do it on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Right? You can stream to OnlyFans, right?
I guess so, yeah.
I'm sure you could. So you stream to OnlyFans, and I'm sure when you stream it, you can also save it.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So all you would need is your phone. Your phone will stream it up there.
I know it sounds that simple to you, but to me, I'm like, okay, well, then where does it go after that? Like, if I want to post it, if I want to, like, you know, save it and post it and do whatever.
Take
add the
audio.
Intro, add the whatever. Like,
you do the intro,
intro.
Live, like how I just did it.
Does yours have a graphic, though?
Well, I mean, I'm doing a lot technical stuff.
Right.
Right, to make it look a certain way. Got comments. I got a ticker on the bottom. Right. I got your picture. I got a whole bunch of stuff that I built this stuff. But what I made easy was that I'm not one of those guys. Like, I talked to a Nick Simmons who does a Sets and Reps podcast. Mm-hmm. And that thing is, he says it's starting to blow up and stuff. And I asked how much you guys pay. They pay a guy $150 a week. Mm-hmm. Okay. The guy, like, does the production, does this, does the shooting, cuts up the clips.
And who is this guy? I'll pay him $150 a week to do shit.
But for me, $150 a week, that's a lot. You think about $600 a month.
Not if you're making money, though. Like, if you have money coming in, and here's the thing about
if you got money coming in more than $600 a month, that's great.
Right. Here's the thing about money is that it's meant to come and go and flow. Like, there should be an even exchange. And the more that you actually spend, the more you're going to receive. We have this really fucked up mentality about, like, get money and save it and save it and hold on to it. That's not the energy of money. Money wants to come and go.
I know that.
Right? So.
But I mean, I would like to save that $600 and use it to invest in something that will make me more money later. You
but
know
you're
what I mean?
Investing in another human being's life and quality of
I
life and helping them
but
out. And that's
to me,
a really
the podcast is
thing.
Not making that much money for me to be bringing.
Well,
spending
this
$600
one isn't, but is theirs?
I don't know if they're making that much yet. That's still a lot.
Right.
Still a lot.
It's still a lot. I mean, and, you know, maybe there could be a thing on the back end. Like, hey, you work with us for, you know, this much, $300 a month. And then once things start coming in and we're making more profit, we'll give you this much a month.
Yeah.
You know, there's ways that you can work with people. But the fact that they're able to continue to do it makes me assume that they're making some kind of money or that they have there's some benefit. There is an equal energetic exchange that's happening.
I'm right there with you. I'm just saying, like, you know, for me, I like to try to keep it simple. So, like, now.
Well, like, the podcast studio is $150 for an hour. So that's just for an hour for me to shoot. So if I want to do three episodes
a week, that's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? That's so that's expensive. So $150 a week to me for somebody to shoot maybe multiple episodes.
They're not multiple,
like,
episodes. I think it's just one.
Just one episode a week.
And then they, you know, they cut it up and all that. And then they pull out the clips to be able to put on Instagram, which is very helpful.
And that's time. Like, $150 is not that much for somebody who's taking their time to do that.
Me.
And you know what? A good producer is probably watching while it's recording and taking notes so that he knows, like, oh, here's a good moment.
I'm just
and
saying,
else,
if you're able to streamline it, don't worry about the logo. Don't worry about, like, all that stuff. Just have it go up in the easiest way possible. That way you could just do more instead of having to constantly wait on people.
Well, the other thing is me just doing naked, like how you said you do your solo. Like, I do want to start doing solo where I'm just talking to the fucking camera and whatever's coming up is coming up for me to share, and doing it naked and have that be like a branch off Naked and Serious and Naked and Insightful, you know?
Yeah.
So I have, like, I have so many ideas. Putting the ideas to work is where I fall short in life and where I feel like my parents didn't teach me how to be a good human, and neither did school and neither did anything. But that's the victim mentality where I just want to project and blame other people instead of just accepting that. Davina, just fucking do it, because it is a passion of mine. I love talking to people. I love talking. I love helping people, serving people, changing people's perspectives, or just giving them a different perspective that they never saw. So, like, just fucking do it.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree. Robert from Finland says, America's disdain with boobies and pee-pees has nothing to do with plus size or fat people. It's all about their weird religious beliefs.
Yes.
Come to Finland.
Yes. Yeah. And this is what, that's why my logo for Naked and Serious is the Statue of Liberty ripping open her robe, because this isn't around the world. You can go to most places and there's naked beaches everywhere. A woman walking around topless doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
It's America that needs to change their freaking views on this. It's ridiculousness. And then they have all this religion. Well, your book says that we started out naked. That was God's plan. So why are we demonizing the body? There's just so much contradiction and hypocritical.
It's like, because of Eve. Eve fucked it up and she ate the apple.
Eve didn't fuck it up by eating the apple. She fucked it up, guys. I'm listening to this other thing called Initiation.
That's why we have shame. Because,
well, there's a show called Initiation on Gaia TV with this guy, Matias De Santos, and he can like read the Akashic Records. Do you know what the Akashic Records are? Every soul has like a book of every lifetime that it has lived, is living, is everything's happening at once.
Every soul?
Every soul has a book, and it's called the Akashic Records, and this guy can tap into it. So like he can tell you like the origin of your soul, what planet, what area, like, you know, there's... There's other planets.
So, like, you're like, there's a guy that you meet up and then you pay him and then he just makes shit up and you go, I believe that.
Eat shit. yeah.
Okay.
Sure. But he has a show on Gaia TV, 4 seasons on Gaia TV, which is a great, like, conscious network. Like, that's what I want. That's my goal for Naked.
You believe this guy can actually read souls?
Not only that, I mean, I've had somebody read my, I've had an Akashic Record reading, and a complete stranger that my friend bought me was like, hey, this is a gift for you. Here's an Akashic Record reading. Is telling me things that I have said about myself and about myself that she would never fucking know, ever fucking know, like in specificity. So like, it's from my experience, it is true. You can go into anything looking to, like when people come to a comedy show and they're sitting there with their fucking arms crossed because they're like, prove to me that you're funny. They're going to look for everything that makes you not funny, and they'll never even hear the shit that actually makes you funny. You know what I mean? No, not everybody's funny at these shows, but at the end of the day, like, what are you looking for? Where is your, are you here to support the world or are you here to fucking fight it and resist it? You know what I mean? Yeah. And so this guy talks about like the beginning of time. Like he talks about all the 9 dimensions. Like he goes deep, and I don't know if what he's saying is right. Like talks about the first beings that came to Earth and what Earth is and all of this stuff. And there was a reason I was telling you that, like, in specificity that it just slipped my mind. But anyway, there's a lot out there. Like, there's a lot that we do not know.
I agree, but to me, I just don't believe in meeting some mortal person on this planet and telling, and then them telling me, oh yeah, I can tap into these souls.
I mean, a mortal person who's God. Like, do you believe that you're a piece of source? Do you believe source made you? Like, are you, is there a source that you are a piece of that they are wanting to experience life?
No, I believe this is an intricate simulation and I'm the only one real in it. Everyone's an NPC.
I mean, that's another thing too.
I'm joking. No, I believe that. I believe that we come from this, you are
mortal in this 3D matrix, okay, but you are not mortal.
You know what I know more than that? Everyone's full of shit. That's what I know for sure. Okay, I can be like, yeah, I feel like I come from God, but what I do know for sure, everyone's full of shit, and I mean, I'm typically really good at sniffing that shit out, just like I had to do with my fucking damn property manager today. He's just full of fucking shit, man. You know, he's trying to sell me one thing, and then I have to figure it out on my own. I'm like, that's not what's happening, buddy. Right. The words that are coming out of your mouth is not true, because I fucking figured it out on my own.
Right. Well, this is where it comes down to, like, you know, are you creating a circle of people that, like, really support you and see it? Like, are good people, like, integrity. Integrity is where a lot of people are full of shit. A lot of people don't have
that's integrity. Easy to find in friendships.
Yeah. I mean, business can make it harder.
Business makes
too,
it different. But I'm talking about all kinds of things. Politics, you know, religion, how people espouse their religion. It's like, I want to believe that this guy is able to do that. But then when I start seeing the sheer amount of bullshit that comes out of people's mouth about their own respective religions, and then when you investigate it, you find out the only real reason they're saying it or interpreting whatever their religion is in a specific way is to benefit them.
I mean,
it's just to benefit them.
That's like the same as like truth. I was just talking to a friend yesterday where we're like, does truth even exist outside of the truth as of that we are all love and we are all connected from one source of something that created all of existence? Truth is even questionable because you and I could be having this experience right now, but your perspective of what's happening and my perspective of what's happening are two different perspectives. And then if we were to be like, no, when I said this, you argue that, like, if a situation happens and two people are like, this is how I saw it and this is how I saw it, that is the truth for each of them. Is there one main truth? Not necessarily, because each person has their own truth, even if there's a bystander seeing the truth.
Okay, then how about this guy that you're having to go tap into your soul?
It's a perspective. Into the nine dimensions. It's something to... It's deep. It's a hard show to watch in some ways because, like, it's so out there and like the terms that he uses and these beings that he's talking about. Like, I believe there used to be giants on this planet, and I have a friend who fucking laughs at me all the time, but I'm like,
but there were
abso-fucking-lutely.
But we know that we have the fossils.
I believe that too, but
Gigantopithecus.
Where can I find this info? Because I have a friend to send this to.
Gigantopithecus was a giant bipedal human-like ape creature that roamed the earth, I think, maybe during or before Homo sapiens, us. And
I believe we roamed the earth with them as well, though. I mean, from what Matthias said.
Here, I'm going to look it up right now.
Okay.
But
like the reptilians and... I wish I could remember the name of it. It starts with an N that he's talking about that came to this planet and like started.
Anunnaki.
Yes, he talks about the Anunnaki.
That's another thing that's like this idea of a. Okay.
But there's giants before the Anunnaki as well that came here, and it starts with an N. Nemurs.
Gigantopithecus is an extinct genus of ape from the early to middle Pleistocene. I can't pronounce that word of southern China, represented by one species. Potential identifications have also been made in Thailand, Vietnam, and they were giant. They were huge. I forget like how big they were. I'm trying to see the size. Here we go. Size. So they were like apes, human-like apes, and they were huge, like dinosaur type.
Huge.
And that's the closest thing that we know of like how big humans were.
Like, or what human people that were like 36 feet.
So what makes you believe that? Why would you believe that?
So there's this one picture that I saw where you see people standing on these stairs. It's a set of stairs that is not made for regular humans. They're like, for anything to be able to walk up the set of stairs, they would have to be gigantic. Would have to be gigantic. And I can't pull up the Twitter account that had shared this thing was, but I also have these other pictures because I have a friend of mine who like
has. So you're saying that there's these buildings with these giant stairs, but what if like the stairs were just decoration, not necessarily something to climb?
I mean, just to even make them, bro.
See, like in terms of interpretation, and I've said this on this podcast before, but I think I find this to be the best example of like how religion and all this like spiritual stuff can be manipulated, changed throughout time,
like even
and
here,
then people's
see how big these
people's
people
people's interpretations of stuff are. This is all Photoshop, though.
Again, you can choose where you want to put the belief. Like, are you going to put the belief as that, proof
is a
Photoshop thing because it's a picture?
I'm okay with these pictures, fine. But my thing is that do these pictures actually have a connection to these? This picture is of this person. This picture here is of this person. Because right now, all I'm seeing is a gigantic human in gigantic human's clothing in a picture that could be easily doctored. So to me, when I look at these very vintage pictures that you're showing me.
Well, I'm sorry they didn't have cameras 2 million years ago, 2 million years ago, whatever.
No,
know?
But I mean this is very recent. So
if I don't know how recent that is. I mean, that could be
photography.
A couple hundred years old. When did photography?
I think photography started like at the late 1800s or mid 1800s.
I mean, still, that's a, you know.
Yeah. When was photography invented? 1800. So, yeah, about 200.
Yeah.
Some idea. But even still, there should probably be some record of this is an actual living person. Right now, I'm just looking at a picture that could easily be Photoshopped.
My great-grandmother died at 110 in Africa, and we don't even know when she was like fully actually born. Like, that's a guesstimate of like when she was born.
No, I know what I mean? But so you're showing
like
me
records of these people. They weren't keeping records like that. They didn't have social security numbers. They probably didn't have birth certificates. They didn't have a lot of things.
What's the tallest recorded human being?
You can't ask fucking Google. Google's owned by them. You're never going to get the truth there.
Well, I'm not getting the truth with these dumb pictures.
You don't know.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You don't fucking know, though. We don't know.
Okay, so I'm looking at Wikipedia to try to get something of a glimpse of a no, and you're like, you can't look at that. That's bullshit. And then you show me a picture that doesn't give me no information. That doesn't give me no information. And then when I say, you're like, well, let it go. You don't need to get fucking.
I would like to find out more information on these pictures, and if I can, I will. Have I gone and done like the deepest
to
research
me, these
to go
are not,
down a rabbit hole for fucking not, humans?
That's
I
not
haven't.
Good enough information for me to believe that those people existed. Here's the thing. So aside from people being really tall, I don't think that really matters. But the thing that gets me is like our ability to believe people on this planet that try to get us to believe in things that we can't see and or touch, and then we pay them. I fucking can't stand that shit. So, like, for example, I grew up Muslim, and anytime you go to a mosque, okay, women have to pray behind the men.
Right.
The men are in the front, right?
Yeah.
Women to the back, right? I remember specifically this one day, I forget how old I was, I might have been like 8 or something, and I was like, I don't like that mom and sister have to go in the back, why can't they come with us?
Right.
So as my mom and sister went to the back, my dad went to explain to me, and the lesson was is that the men have to put themselves in front of the women. Mm-hmm. We're here to protect them, take care of them. All these noble type things that he's trying to teach me, basically, you know, will you protect your sister if she was in harm? You know, stuff like that. Right. You know, this like manhood type lesson where it's just like, you know, we're physically stronger than them, so we will be called on to take care of them. Mm-hmm. When the time comes. Will you die for your mom? Will you die for your sisters? Basically, it's a very good lesson, mm-hmm. But steeped in there is we're better than them.
Right.
Okay. Now, for so long, I grew up thinking that that's the reason why the women had to pray behind the men. Mm-hmm. And then later on, I find out something, the real reason why. And when you find out the real reason why, that's when you realize the Prophet Muhammad was a really nice guy. Mm-hmm. Why are the women behind the men? It's not because the men are better. Right. It's not because the men are there to protect them or whatever. It's because men are creeps.
Oh.
And in Islam, when so you pray, you have to bend over. Yeah. You go and then you kneel in front of your butts up in the air.
Right.
What woman is going to feel comfortable bending over in front of a creepo dude? So,
but
the easy way
the
to do that.
Of
the
creepo dude.
But hold on.
Know?
But they exist. So in the end, especially in that culture at that time, how things were. So, yeah, man, put the women in the back. That's why. So that they don't have to deal with us.
Right.
That's the answer I should have got.
Right.
That answer would have informed me more about not being a creep. But instead, throughout time, some bullshit motherfucker goes, hey, you know what this means? I'm better than my wife. Hey, you know what else this means? Here's another thing. Multiple wives in Islam. Mm-hmm. The only reason multiple wives in Islam ever existed was because during wartime, they would come back and they would find many women would be left alone. They're like your husband died in war.
Right.
So the good thing for the community was is that any other remaining men would be like, I will take you and your children right? And I will give them a home. You become my wife too. Mm-hmm. So that way the community doesn't fucking fall apart.
Right.
And then years go by and what happens? Guys in Saudi Arabia are like, oh, I could have six wives.
Right.
Because I'm better than them.
Right.
So that's where I'm like taking this whole interpretation thing. So like you're telling me there's this guy who can like navigate the nine dimensions and like find my soul and then tell me exactly what that is. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of like, part of me is like, okay, I can live in that and be like, okay, what would that be like? But then when I pop out of that, I'm like, okay, I can't believe this guy.
But right now, your place should just be neutral because you've never had the experience. Now, maybe you're like, okay, let me get an Akashic record reading. It's not going to be from Matias De Santos, probably. Like, I don't know how expensive it would be. I don't know if he does Akashic records reading personally. Like, I know that he has this TV show and that he's doing his whatever. He does podcasts. He talks about his whatever. But even better is, I don't know about this. It sounds... My condition programming is this sounds fucking bullshit.
Foo-foo.
Foo-foo and bullshit. But also, why can't I just be open to have an experience, have somebody, you know, like I go to this channeler every week, this guy that channels this ancient Native American chief named Red Eagle. I know, you want to laugh, right?
It does make me laugh.
I know, and he channels multiple people, Princess Diana, Beethoven, Mozart. I mean, he channels a lot of people. This guy is a channel, and he's a shaman, and he's just connected to being able to, like, whatever it is, move himself out so much that these other souls feel comfortable to speak through him. Last night, I'm sitting there, and there's this woman that had come, and she's there with her son, and he's talking to her, and he's just like, you know, and Riz as a person, he's Indian, not Native American, but he's just from, like, sounds like a regular guy. When he channels Red Eagle, like, his body changes, his eyes kind of like dip lower, and he speaks like, hello, you know, like, I am Red Eagle, like it, Native American.
Yeah, so he's taking acting classes before.
I mean, no, what? Because...
I just don't see how this is actually...
But you don't know. So this woman's sitting there, and he's just like, you know, do you talk to spirits? And she was just like, no, and he was like, well, the spirits are trying to talk to you. So he's talking to her. At the end of what he's telling her, like, a meditation that she can do to connect more, he goes, do you know... You know, an Esther, Estelle, some, does that name ring true to you? And she's like, yes. And she like looks over at her son and he's like, did they just lose a parent recently? They just lost a parent. And she's like, yes. And he's like, tell them that their parent's okay. And said what they wanted to say. How does he know? Because this is an infinite spirit who's connected to everything.
So what did he know? He knew what about
this
lady?
He knew that this woman, he said a name that is connected to somebody that this woman knows. And that this person that is connected to them just lost a parent. And that parent is saying, hey, will you tell my child I'm okay and everything's
good?
Yet
at the same time, there's another guy who has a show. Who's not a hypnosis.
But this isn't a show.
But hold on a second. But hold on a second. Another guy has another show. I saw him on Rogan's podcast. He had a show where he could...
channel.
No. He couldn't channel shit.
He's a medium.
He's not. He's a guy who tries to tell you that those people are fucking bullshit. And then he talks about how easy it is that you get to a point where you can look at someone and kind of already gather what the right things to say.
You can't look at someone and go, you know, an Esther or an Estelle. Like, that's not information that comes, the specificity of it. Yes, there are definitely people that are con artists that can read and give very vague things. This guy sits and gives specific things to each person.
Well, like, I have to see that in actual
okay,
person.
Come with me on a Tuesday night. Let's go do Red Eagle from 8 to 10. We'll pick
he's
you gotta up.
Do,
we'll go
he's
got to
do. He's got to do something with me or something or someone. Like, I mean,
it's like, called a circle of
to
light.
To me,
it's like
I could be that medium guy for you to hire me, and then one of the girls in the circle is someone who knows me.
No, but he gives each person a reading, so you will get a reading for yourself. Just come with me.
I'll do it.
$50.
Fissy, there you go.
So what? I mean, everybody's making a fucking living. Like, there's an exchange that needs to happen. We all need an exchange.
All right,
exchange.
This will be $50 for me to find out I'm right.
And if you hate it, I will give you the $50.
It's not about that.
Back.
It's not about
I'm
the
just
50.
Saying,
it's not about the $50.
It's
about the $50 going to this guy.
If you go.
It's about the $50
totally,
going to that guy.
If you go and you fucking it's complete sham, I will pick you up.
Yeah.
We will go over there.
Yeah.
If you think it's a complete sham, you're no loss to you. I will give you the $50.
No, it's not
about
the $50.
I know. It's not about the $50.
I want the $50 to get out of his hands.
Stop it.
That's where it matters.
You don't want
it's
the
not
$50
about
to
you
get out
giving
of his
me
hands.
Because don't then now worry he's fucking about, two people over.
No, he's not, because you're not going to, I am for sure know that you are not going to fucking feel that way about him at the end of it. Like, right, that's
we'll
my
see.
For sure feel.
We'll see.
That's why.
I will say this, okay?
Are you available next Tuesday or the Tuesday after?
I have to look at my calendar.
Okay,
my
well, we'll figure it out.
I think I am.
And then I will come back on here and we can have a talk about your experience with Riz.
All right.
Whether you love him or hate him.
And
I
I'm open
no
to it. I'm not
going to
sit there and be like, oh, you're not going to make me, you know, I'm not going to do that. I'm not
and
like
that's
that.
The whole thing too, is intention is so important. So you go there and you just say, I'm open to receive. Now he might ask you if you have a question to ask, like a specific question for yourself. He might just start, a lot of the time he starts giving a reading and then he asks a question. Like he'll give a reading, you'll hear whatever. And then he'll be like, do you have a question for me as well? It just depends. But he gives a personal reading to each person that shows up. I think the most I've ever had there is like 12, 14 people that were there. Last night was great. There was only eight of us, and it was fantastic.
Okay, so here's the thing. To me, it's like, do I believe that there might be something out there? Yeah. Do I believe that what I believe is right? No. I can't prove there's a God. I feel there's a God. I can't prove that there are ghosts. I can give you some stories where I think that a ghost was making itself apparent.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But we think too much in this fucking culture.
No, what,
in
I'm
this place,
what I'm saying is I'm open. I'm open to that stuff. But what I'm not open to
is the Akashic Record guy.
Is people.
Mm-hmm.
Dictating what it is I feel and making money off of it. It's a religion is a racket.
Fuck religion.
This is
like,
pretty much a religion.
Spirituality and religion are different. Spirituality is nobody
that.
Thinks that they know everything. It's not saying
well,
I know right. They're like here's a perspective.
If you're calling it something, it's a religion.
If it resonates, it's not a religion. Because if it's something that resonates with you,
the people that go to this guy and pay him $50 for him to lie to him, that's a religion.
It's not a religion.
But they are. They're paying.
It's an experience. It's not a religion.
Well, for some of these people, it's a religion.
It's not a religion.
For some people, it's a thing that they need. They have to have it.
I mean, I've gone for a few weeks now, and I plan on continuing to go because
right.
I feel like what is happening and the shifts that I'm seeing in my life when I get the information from him is tangible, right? So it's like my own mental shift, my own mental growth, my own spiritual growth.
I think
growth.
For that, it's everything. Here's the thing, okay? I'm not saying that all religion is not beneficial.
Right. I mean, I don't like religion either. So for me, religion, I mean,
but,
believing in something is great.
What you're doing, going to this guy to get your head straight, is the same thing as a woman going to a mosque every Friday to get her head straight.
Well, it's not to get my head straight. It's to see what things are showing up. Like, I can't, like a psychic.
You're looking for answers.
A psychic can't necessarily do a psychic reading on themselves, right? So the psychic will probably go to somebody that they know and trust that couldn't read energy or be able to tap into whatever future. To say that we as powerful beings, we are magical. We have the ability to tap into future knowledge, to tap into past knowledge, to tap into things way outside of here. You know, you do shrooms. Like, you know that there's so much outside of what this
existence
is.
I told you about the mosquito queen in Bali.
Yeah. So there are people that can talk to the fucking mosquito queen. There are people that have the ability to talk to. You may not have ever met anybody, but these are souls that are so unattached to being in this world in some kind of like they don't have to be attached to like the end result. They have an ability to clear themselves. They're not attached to their body. When you talk about the narcissism and the egoicness and all that, these are beings that can totally just like open themselves up totally and not be attached to being in this experience is my thought process. I can't do it. I can't say that. When I am in my flow, the deepest, I feel like I'm channeling. When I'm having like a conversation, when I'm helping somebody as an empowerment guide, when I'm having a conversation, someone will be talking to me about something that's going on with them. Exercises come to me, thought like pattern shifts come to me, things come to me that are personal to that person that I've never thought about myself before. It's also something I need to hear. Most of the time, every healer, whatever they're going through, the clients that are going to come to them are going to be clients that are mirroring, because we're all mirrors of each other, are mirroring what they're going through. Because again, a healer can't necessarily give themselves their own guidance. But when you hear yourself tell this person something that you're like, oh shit, that's meant for me too. Oh shit, that's meant for me too. There's something magical about it. Like, we have these magical ways of tapping in. Channeling's not just talking to an infinite soul. When you're in your zone, you are channeling in some way from source, using you to do your soul's purpose.
I agree.
Right.
No, I agree. That's why I think like technology takes us out of connecting to that realm. You know?
I mean, how are you using it?
Because
right now you have people from Finland being able to watch you and do like this technology is fucking beautiful.
No, there's beautiful about that, but yeah. I'm just saying, but there's other parts of it that become addicting to some of us, including me, where I start finding out that it's drawing my attention. You know, like right now.
So that's a lesson to you then. How do you be so aware that like if you're going into something in a zombie state, you can go, oh, wait a minute. I don't need to be doing this right now. This is drawing my attention.
Yeah, and then I catch myself doing it again and I'm just like, God damn it.
The lessons always have to be learned. No, I know. We're never going to have an end.
It's a different addiction. And what I'm saying is that it's prevalent everywhere now, right? People now use their phone to go away from this. Having your brain go idle, right?
Right.
And then that idleness allows this other realm to pour its thoughts and feelings into you. And then that's where this beautiful creative stuff comes from. And sometimes those thoughts will soothe your mind. Sometimes it'll do the opposite if you have anxiety or whatever, right? But the point is that a lot of people are not. And what I'm saying when it comes to technology, it's drawing us from going into that idle mode like we normally need to do.
That's one perspective, but another is, or it's teaching us to be more disciplined. Like, where are you going to be on the line? You know what I mean? Like, there's all the possibilities are in front of us. You can use it as a like, oh, well, I'm going to blame technology because I'm a victim of technology and it pulls me away. And it cool.
I'm not saying that we blame technology. I'm just saying it's an addiction.
Use technology, whatever.
Right.
Right. And it can be an addiction. It can also be a teacher. Like, it's where do you want to see it?
No, yeah. I use it as a tool, too. Don't get me wrong.
Right. I mean, yeah, this is what you're using it for.
No,
that's amazing.
I see
now,
that
if
part.
When I leave, you just fucking vamp out on the couch and that doesn't help.
I'm saying,
you have other things to
when
do.
When I go into the comedy club last night to watch my friends perform and I leave my phone in the car.
Yeah. Awesome.
I'm really there.
But are you really there? Because you can't take a video to post on your story.
And I'm so happy. I'm so happy. I'm not even lying.
Right. So being
present.
It's
like freeing.
Right.
It's like knowing that that phone is not there for me to grab onto to be like, you know, that little last, ooh, the email. Ooh, the thing.
Did this person text me? Whatever it is, right? Right.
It's just so nice to have that. Gone.
And that's a choice that you're making to be present.
But my point is
the ability to.
It makes me more and more realize the more I do that, the more this thing draws a lot of bandwidth and attention from us. So, you know, like I think I heard a comic the other day was saying, before cell phones, you guys ever remember just looking up? And that's it.
Looking up.
And just staring.
Just having a conversation.
Just
with
looking
somebody.
Up. Not even saying, just looking.
Right.
Got nothing to do, just look. And I've been doing that a lot by leaving the phone in the car.
Yeah.
And that has been like really
and
interesting.
These are the choices we all have. And then this is where it comes down to, we can't judge anybody's soul's purpose and journey and what they're here for. Like, every soul has a contract with the universe. From the moment we come in to the day that we're going to die, we don't know that part of the contract necessarily, unless, like, you know, you kill yourself and choose a day, I guess. But like, from the day that you're going to die, everything that's happening in between. So to judge that, oh, this person's addicted to technology, there's a lesson in it for them. Maybe they will never get to the highest point of the lesson and they got to come back and they got to fucking do something again, you know? But there's a lesson for them in the addiction. There's everything that we judge and put something bad on. It's trying to teach us something. Instead of judging ourselves or being like, oh, I shouldn't do this. I shouldn't be doing this. I shouldn't be doing this, or I have to do this and need to do this. It's like, how can this serve me? How is this not serving me? And how can I shift it so that it is serving me? And those are simple questions like, that we can ask ourselves that can change the perspective of everything. Or either be like,
hey, this thing
doesn't
serve me well when I'm hanging with my friends.
Right. So is it the easier thing to leave it in the car? Does that mean I'm not going to think about it every 3 seconds? No, it doesn't. Like, that's when you know that
there's a... I won't think about it.
Well, that's awesome. Then you're not addicted to technology.
No, I am.
I mean, if you can be present...
Because while my phone is in the car, I still got my Apple Watch on.
Well, then leave the fucking watch in the car, too.
But this thing's on Do Not Disturb, right? And the watch is not something I just want to hold, like, at my phone. The phone is a nice safety blanket for people.
But are you still checking it all the time? No. Are you still seeing if something's coming on? Then leave it in a car. Why can't you bring it, too?
But the good thing about this is that if it does come, I'm in an hour having such a good time with my friends or whatever, instead of having to go to the car, I can really quick and be like, did mom call? Did whatever call? No, no, no. Go back to life. Right. But still, I'm still using technology. That's how addicted I'm
right.
to it.
So be so present that I'll just find out whoever called when I get back to my fucking car and when I'm done with
it's
this
great.
Moment. You know, so leave the watch in the car.
I think a lot
car.
Of people should definitely try that.
Leave
it's
the watch
great.
In the I'll never get that watch. I think that adds another level of, oh, well, now I don't need this, but I still have this. And it's still like, I want to be free.
Me
free
too.
Of all of that. Okay, then leave the fucking watch.
Especially
in the car.
When I go on vacation. Especially when I go on vacation.
Yeah.
Vacation, I
everything
I leave everything
we do, we
behind.
Should be present for. Like, everything we do. Like, yeah. I know I'm not, you know, I'm not
I battle
not
with the,
guilty
with the,
of,
with the phone.
Of driving and at a red light checking or, like, something comes in and I'm driving, you know, and checking the fucking phone. And that's something that I was actually thinking about last night as I was driving home. I'm just like, how nice did it used to be to drive without a fucking phone, like knowing that whenever I get to where I get to, then I can get into contact with whoever.
To me,
I
want my
to.
GPS to tell me how to get to a place to avoid traffic now.
Right, but you can
even
have that
I
in
know.
A car now. Like my fucking Prius has GPS that can take me places,
I'm not
and
rich
it's not
like
ways.
You.
And it, shut the fuck.
I'm
up.
I'm not rich like you, bro. Yeah,
he's richer than me, you guys.
The
how
Prius.
Many fucking
Prius.
Fucking,
yeah, but I don't have
2008 Prius. Okay, we're not talking about we're in 2022.
You use the navigation in that?
There's navigation. Well, I use
it's
my
shitty.
Phone, but I'm saying if I wanted to not have the phone, like we
no,
use the phone as like, oh, I need
is,
it for navigation.
My
but,
point is the navigation on the phone is so updated that it reads traffic.
Right.
So it gets you around
I
traffic.
I use Waze too.
Right? If
but
you
it,
use the other, if you use the one on your Prius, you're fucking
well,
screwed.
Well, guess what?
Bro.
Maybe or. Or you start
right.
learning about your neighborhood better and then you know where to go and you don't need some machine telling you where there's less traffic because you can fucking figure it out for yourself. Like we've dumbed down so much because we're just
I know that in my neighborhood.
Think for us.
In my
you know?
Neighborhood, I know.
Even places that you go. A lot of us go to the same places, same areas a lot of time. Not necessarily yeah. if you're doing comedy and whatever, but even then, like,
yeah.
you know how to get to the fucking improv from here. I know
sure.
how to get there from here. However, I still do. Pull up to see where's the busyness. You know, I don't need to put, why not just fucking sit in traffic if you have to sit in traffic and give yourself enough time to get there and
no.
enjoy sitting there and doing whatever, you know?
One of these days, some days I do that though.
Yeah.
There are days where like the time is not an issue and I'll just not even use the, I'll like sit in traffic. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
I'll be listening to an audiobook. Like, fuck this shit.
But
you know?
Traffic is where I'm the least spiritual person. I'm
are
so
you?
Horrible. Oh my God. I fucking can't. I'm like, can everybody just move out of my way?
That's the
like
thing this, that gets you.
Oh, it gets me. Because I swear the fuck to God that there are people that like will be traveling in their fucking lane and you're coming up faster. And there's almost this egoic like competition that comes. So they move into, they don't need to move into your lane. There's fucking nobody in front of them. They move into your lane and then they're fucking slower than you. Mm. And you're like, yo. Yeah. Stay the fuck in your lane. Like, what is the point of you moving over here? So now I'm doing it, and then I fucking cut him off close just to be a fucking dick because I can't. I'm such a dick driving. It's
no
literally
shit.
I'm a race car driver, and I'm an ass. Like the shit that I've said. I've
a lot of people.
Better.
A lot of people are, and I heard the reason why is because we're not able to see the people. We see these boxes. And that's like a psychological barrier.
Same as computer, yeah. And all the fucking trolls that are sitting there, like
they're just boxes,
right?
They're not people in there, you know.
I mean, it's not that they're idiot people. Like, just don't. I can feel the energy. You're traveling. You're fine.
You know what?
Why are you fucking cutting me off?
Meditation.
You know?
I call LA traffic a meditation practice because to me, it's like I don't have road rage, and I think it's because I'm high all the time.
I mean, I
weed helps.
Always was high all the time and still road rage.
You still road rage?
Oh, no, for sure.
For me, I'm like it's You can't do anything about
it. I just want to get to where I'm going without people being fucking assholes. And that's just not possible. Like,
everybody's nice to me when I drive.
I mean, maybe, yeah. And that's, maybe I'm creating the aspect. And I'm not saying every drive I take is like that, because I'm very lucky to where most of the places I go.
What you said earlier, it's like what you're looking for.
Right.
Like when you're driving, your pattern recognition is like, what assholes are out here fucking? Where are the assholes at?
Well, I'll be like driving and I'll be like, that car is not going to move into the lane in front of me because they have all this space in front of, boop, they fucking get, and as I'm like getting on the tail end, and it's just like, what is the point? Like,
that's because you have expectations. You're giving yourself an expectation.
Well, if there's no one in front of them, I'll go around them and fucking cut them off being a fucking asshole and then be gone, because I was going to be faster than you fucking anyway. But yeah, no, driving is definitely,
I'm the best driver. I'm a smooth, assertive. I know when to just give in. I don't like lose my shit. If I see somebody who's a little more aggressive, wants to get it, whatever, I'm like, let it, bro. Go ahead, man. I'm not even trying
me
to get
too,
into it.
As long as I don't see your ass again. Like when you're being all aggressive, like you're going to be so fucking fast, and then you get in front of me and then you're not traveling faster than I would be traveling. Move the fuck over.
Man, I'm so zen when I drive.
Just move the fuck over. I have my moments, but that
know,
is
we
where
have
I
our
pull
things.
The most out of my
I have
spiritual
things that drive me
space.
Fucking
yeah.
crazy. Spreadsheets. Oh, I fucking lose my shit. I'd be yelling at the computer like it's a person.
Yeah.
I wish it was a person.
I mean, that's tedious work. That tedious work fucking sucks for everybody. Nobody's like, oh, yeah.
No. Some people like it. No. Some people love that work. And
but something else is tedious to them that isn't
sure.
tedious. So we all
sure.
have our
we all have our thing.
You know,
this is not to say that just because I'm chill in traffic means I'm fucking better. No, fuck no. I lose my shit too. But for some reason, traffic was the thing that I'm just like, I don't know. It doesn't really get to me that much, you know?
And for me, it depends on when I go. When I know I have to drive somewhere at a time that's going to be a high traffic, I accept it. And I leave with enough time. Like,
yeah.
I don't have the whatever. It's most of the time when I'm like, oh, you know, it's fucking 1 o'clock on an afternoon heading in a direction that nobody fucking cares about. And there's hardly any cars on the street. But the cars that are there are causing these blockages so you can't get around them. Or causing these whatever. That's when I'm like, I'm going to fucking.
Maybe it's because you've been celibate for 3 years.
I mean, so that's the thing the thing I was going to say that I was like, I'm not going to say it because we're going to wait to be on the podcast. But yes, I've been celibate for 3 years, but it's not that I haven't come. I come whenever I fucking want to. You know what I mean? So there's.
That's everyone.
Right. So there's a different. It's not like there's. Oh, I'm aggressive because I've been celibate. Like, that's more of an emotional, like, connecting to humans, like, intimacy thing. That's not, like, adding necessarily aggression to, you know, fucking hating. Well, like.
But when you say celibate, what does that mean to you then?
Yo, like, celibate. Like, recently just kissed somebody for the first time in, like, 3 years. Like no anything. I'm not even talking about, oh yeah, no, but I sucked dick and got my pussy. I'm talking about celibate.
Nothing. Just no human contact.
No human contact. Until like November is when, I mean, human contact, like I'm from a spiritual community. So we cuddle, like we have cuddle puddles. We hang out with our
cuddle
friends.
Puddles.
Yeah.
That's fucking
you know?
Cute.
And like, yeah, like I have a friend who has a cuddle puddle every Sunday, you know? Like, people can just come over and we just, so there's like that in the, but not like anything that's like on the sexual intimacy aspect, you know?
Yeah. Interesting.
Okay. So what I've been figuring out lately, because I don't know, like when it first started.
So there's no catalyst. It was just.
Well, it was like I had a breakup in 2018 and then I dated this guy like shortly after that, but it was, I wanted it to be very casual. Like we're not here to fall in love. Like we're just enjoying each other. We have fun sex, whatever. We're rock climbers. So like we'd rock climb together. Like we just had fun. And then he said, I love you. Like, and we would say, I love you to each other. And it was like a fun thing, but this was so sad.
He blew the perfect fuck buddy situation.
Because I loved him too, like as a person. Like, and we had talks about not looking to, like, I don't even like to say fall in love anymore, but like rise in love. We were talking about like not looking to like have that. I hate you so much. Words are important. Words are fucking spells. The words that we use matter. You fuck face. So we had talked about not like looking.
Listen,
for...
I'm laughing because I agreed too, but at the same time,
I know it sounds ridiculous.
This was the most quintessential LA moment right now. This was, I don't say fall in love, we rise
we
in
rise
love.
In love, the baby. Fuck out of here. Like, I don't even say like improve, like we up level, we rise in love. We, my vocab, you told me already, God. Like the vocab.
Oh is... man, you kill me. Okay, anyway, so how did he blow? How did he blow it?
So it was just this thing where it was like, well, I can't help but we're spending a lot of time together, and I find myself like falling in love with you, and I just wasn't in that space. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I was in a place where I'm like, I don't even know what love fucking means, because the person before him, I've never thought that I had a person until I met this person. You know, like, I thought that person was 100% my person, and when that didn't work out, it was just like, what the fuck? Like, just made no sense to me. So I was enjoying this, whatever. And so then it was like that ended in
the
December
timing
of
was
2018.
Wrong. The timing was wrong.
It's always about timing for yeah. sure. But there was, I mean, you know, he had his toxic traits too that I just didn't want to see. And the first moment I met him, I was like, oh no, I'd never date that guy because he reminds me of my ex. Like, there was just something about like his build. He's drinking a fucking beer. Like, there's something about him that reminded me of my ex. And it always happens that when I meet these people and I'm just like, oh, I would never date them, I'd fall so fucking hard in love. Like, they're like the person that takes me 5 years to get over. And it's so, and so anyway, but that guy was great to a point. And then it ended. And then, so after things ended with the rock climber friend, who I'm still like cool with, you know, it's not like we're not cool, but, that was December of 2018. And then it was like May of 2019. I was at this meditation retreat and I was like, huh. Like, I haven't really found myself, like, being into anybody, nor having anybody into me. Like, dude, I've been celibate for December, January, February, March, April, May, 5 fucking months. I was like, what the fuck is happening, you know? And I was at this meditation retreat, so I was like, I'm just going to, I've been an incel that, like, I wasn't even aware of what was going on. I'm going to voluntarily now, like, intentionally be in celibacy and see, like, what happens. Like, what do I need to learn? Whatever. Did I think it was going to be for fucking 3 years? No, I did not. But the thing with me is, like, everyone I'm into isn't into me, and everyone who's into me, I'm not into them. Like, that's what happens with me constantly, and it's been, like, my whole life. And there will be the few people where we align, and it's, like, this beautiful thing.
That's usually how it is, though.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know anybody else's experience, so I can only speak about my own, you know? But yeah, I'm sure, but I have, like, friends who...
And that's why people say dating is hard.
Literally will have, like, a seven-year relationship, be single for 2 months and be in another fucking 7 year relate. Like, they are just like, how do you find? And it's not like they just take anybody. They find like hot, amazing fucking people, you know? And like I told you, I'm very superficial. Like you had heard me say at that comedy show. So I know that there's aspects of me too that are superficial. Like, I want a tall guy. I want someone with hair. I want someone who's fit. Like, those are three things that mean a lot to me. And now I'm like, hey, Davina, you might have to fucking, maybe your guy's short. Maybe your guy's fucking bald. Maybe your guy's going to be a little bit like not as fit as like you're thinking.
I was in a situation like that too. Yeah. Where I had to be like, but my, my checklist was more deep than books.
I hate that. And my checklist is there.
I also have a checklist
too.
For looks, don't get me wrong,
right?
You know, I know what I like, right? But man, sometimes a girl's personality will, I'll make an exception. Okay, she doesn't have titties,
for
that's
sure.
fine, you know,
totally.
You know, she's beautiful still,
right?
You know,
oh, I've had exes that I was like,
but I had a checklist that was too much on the other end where I'm like, yo, man, you're asking for too much. You know, people are not.
I don't believe that.
People are not perfect.
Right.
You gotta realize some people are gonna have flaws. You just gotta find that person who their flaws are something that you can live with.
Totally.
Really?
But I also think that we can't have it all. And when does that happen? I do. I think that I can have the person that there is a person out there that has everything that I have on the superficial and on the deep conscious. Personality, heart, like level, spiritual level, all of that.
Really hard. It's hard for me to find that.
And the reason I believe it is because I see friends that have met, like I know friends that have guys that I'm just like, oh, that's the kind of guy that I would want. That's the kind of guy. So
yeah, but you don't really know that person. You may know them on a superficial.
I mean, but these are good friends. Like some of them are people that I know very deeply.
Yeah,
some of them
but
I don't,
even they're
you know?
Not telling you everything. So
no one's ever fucking telling you
some
everything.
People,
I hardly tell myself the truth.
If people
on,
go into a relationship so quick for so long, you know, I mean, is that you know? It, sometimes, yeah, they're very lucky, or sometimes they're very good at picking out people. Sometimes they're just codependent. They want to be in another relationship, and they deal with things that they don't normally want to deal with just to have somebody there. And then they tell the world everything is fine.
Right, but this is like very close friends of mine, like people that I've had in my life. One of them since senior year of high school. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. These are people I know their fucking story. Like, yeah. And we never know anyone's full story. We don't know our own full story. Mm-hmm. The whole point of being on this planet and being in life right now is to remember who we are, who we were, what we're here to do. And that's very much on like a spiritual level. And people we're distracted.
You know what
by
I think happens?
Else.
I think the purpose of this life is for us to realize we were God all along.
Totally. Yeah. We're raising our soul's vibration.
Especially when I took DMT, that's when I was just like, okay, I get it now. It's like everything's the same. You're gonna die, and then if you wake up in the fourth dimension where we can traverse time like a map, like mm-hmm. you go from like whatever, mm-hmm. you're gonna like you're probably going to realize, okay, I'm that tree too. Like I'm everything. Like
everything.
I think Bill Hicks said it the best. He goes, it's only our illusion that we're separated.
Right. We're here. It's this 3D realm. I do think that in other dimensions, they don't even talk. It's all telepathy. Like you can't lie. You can't, everybody feels everybody else's thing. I mean, you felt that when you've been on DMT, which I'm not a fan of DMT, but I am a fan of toad medicine, which is 5-MeO-DMT.
Yeah. So we were talking, you said you're a frog. You said you do frog medicine.
Frog medicine is like the combo where they do the burn marks and it makes you purge and it's a war. That's a warrior medicine. Like that intimidated me for years. I can't even believe that I still did it. And not only I can't believe that I did it, I fucking crave it. Like, I can't wait to do combo again. I love
combo,
it.
Combo, what's that?
It's a frog medicine. So it's the same as they take the secretion from the gland of a frog instead of a toad. And instead of smoking it like you do 5-MeO-DMT, it's like made into this almost this like wood looking piece where the shaman who's giving it to you, like they add water to it and they're scraping it off and they put together. It's like this goopy stuff. And then they'll burn you. Like I have some of my combo holes here. There's one here on my heart. And so they, depending on the tribe that they've learned from, for my medicine woman, like for a female, they start on your bottom right leg. For a male, they start on your feminine side. She reads however many dots that you're very much trusting this person, how many ever dots that they think that you should get. They take this like incense, like therapeutic incense thing. They burn the holes onto you. They take off the little burn mark, like there's a little, not scab, but like piece of skin that has to come off. And then they put the frog medicine on you. And within a few minutes, you swell like a frog. You look like a fucking frog. But this is cleaning your lymphatic system. It's cleaning all of your organs. Like it's a major, major, major detox. If I was ever told that I had cancer or anything like that, I'd be doing combo right the fuck away. Like this cleans out your body. You have to have a diet before you eat it if you're going to do it again. I did it 3 times in one moon cycle. So I had to keep the dieta going, which, try not to eat animal. Like you don't want to eat any animal because it's in the animal medicine. No dairy. No sugars. Like you want to eat as clean as you can because all that stuff puts like candida, like yeast, into your body. That causes there to be diseases. I believe that like a lot of people that have ailments in their body that are ill, that have diseases, it's an energetic misalignment. And so if you can get yourself into like a clean energy, have an alkaline body, eat well, be in a clean energy, like even like your actions, your words, like how are you showing up in the world, you can cure diseases. Like there's been many people that have like energetically cured like a tumor. Like I know that there's videos out there where there's like somebody that has a tumor and there's people that like do Reiki and do like work over them and that shit like shrinks and disappears.
Yeah, that's how Steve Jobs died.
I mean,
he was like, I'm not doing the regular medicine. I'm going to have people pray over me.
But who knows what Steve Jobs, like you also have to have a major, major belief and trust in it. And like, even though he was doing it, does that mean on an unconscious, subconscious level that he really believed in it? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you're right.
And also, when did they find it out? I mean, there's ozone therapy that you can do as well. There's a lot of things that you do. You don't just like there's no one fucking answer for anything, but combo is incredible. And so afterwards, like, you have a bucket of purge and your shaman can be like, oh, I see this in your purge. I see this in your purge. Like, what do you, like, do you eat this? Do you eat that? And mine was a lot of dairy and sugar. She's like, dude, you eat a lot of dairy and sugar because you have a lot of candida. And I was like, I do. I fucking do. And so from there, I've changed my whole diet. I still have dairy here and there, but there's so many fucking substitute plant, like, dairy things, cheeses. I don't like the substitute milks, but I'll make, like, my cacao with it, you know?
Yeah, so you're just more in tune of, like, what makes your body work better.
Right, and, like, now I'm taking
That's important for all of us. We
and,
need to try to figure Everyone needs to figure that out.
Right, and when you do, but when you do something like combo, like, there's something that switched that made me respect my temple in a different way. Like, there, like, it wasn't just that I'm just eating better because I've done this frog medicine and now I know that, like, I have shit that's in my body. It's like the respect that I have for my body, the way that I view her, the way
so
that
it got
I
you more in tune with
her.
It
abso-fucking-lutely.
Because that's what mushrooms does for my ego.
Yeah,
like, if I take enough,
like,
it helps me,
your heart spirit,
it helps me,
it drops the ego,
it yeah, it takes it out of the picture. Mm-hmm. And then you see things for where they really are. And then when he comes back, now you're like, oh, now I know you're here.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's not the fact that it's like, I don't want you here, ego.
Right.
I still need you. You know, you got to be there to let me know that I smell.
But I see that you're a separateness from me.
But I also
I am not just you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm not controlled by you.
And that sometimes you're controlling me. Sometimes you're right. Like going, no, 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 you don't want to do that, dude. That's going to hurt.
Yeah.
Or no, no, you don't want to do that. You know, you don't want to get your feelings hurt. Where he's going to be like, no, right now I need to get my feelings hurt.
Right.
You know,
like,
what I'm
I
got to
learn. There's
right now I need to go to get on stage and try stand up.
There's no lesson without pain. Like, I believe fully, and this has been coming to me a lot lately because of where I've been at, like, mentally and working through my own things, but that, like, the good days, the good weeks, the good months are like a reward for all the fucking shit that you've gone through and all the work that you've had to do. You know what I mean? So, like, when I'm growing, I'm fucking sad. Like, when I'm actually growing, when I'm evolving, when I'm raising my consciousness, it's like,
that's a very
I
good
am
point.
So fucking sad, yeah, and depressed, and I'm expanding, like, through that pain.
There's an uncomfort.
I find the way to pull my, how do you pull yourself out of it? Like, yeah, how do you start finding a way?
That's because sometimes you have to realize sometimes the pain is just you growing.
Right.
You just got to keep growing.
You just got to keep expanding. Like, last night at one of the girls, Red Eagle had said to her, what if I told you that your soulmate's going to come, but after you have two divorces, like, you're going to have two marriages, be divorced twice, and then you're going to meet your soulmate. And she goes, then I don't want it. And he was just like, what do you mean? He's like, have you ever had a friend that betrayed you that you're not friends with anymore? And she's like, yeah, of course. He goes, then why are you here with these two girls? Why are they your friends? Why would you give them a chance? Why would you give friendship a chance again? What, like, what do you mean? Like, you wouldn't go through whatever lessons those two marriages and divorces are going to bring to you so that you can have your soulmate and have, like, the perfect partner, the experience that you're meant to have. So why are you here? What are you doing? You know? And that's, like, a mentality that, like, yeah, right now my heart is hurting. I'm upset about some things that have to do with, like, an attraction to something that's going on with an intimate relationship that I am desiring and wanting, and that is not going to happen, and it's just not in our lifetime. But I know that we've shared other lifetimes, and I know he knows it. Our connection is fucking magnetic in such a beautiful way. And so having to say, man, like, I got to get over this, which fucking sucks, and it rings me through the mud. And then I'm going to fucking want to meet someone else and, like, try again. Like, how do you, I'm 40, almost 41, March 1st, you know? So I'm like, I have been in and out of love. Love has probably been my most tumultuous, like, lesson in life. I don't know if I've ever in past lives even had an easy, healthy love. Like, there's something that is just needs to, a block that needs to be cleared, something that needs to happen. And I know it's 100% in me, because in the equation of me plus somebody equals, it always ends up fucking ending. And a lot of the time in what I feel is tumultuous, I can't say what their experience is. I'm the only equation that's a common denominator, you know? So I know that there's, it's insecurity. Like, I have major fucking insecurities. I have major feelings of not being forgivable, not being able to make mistakes, not being lovable, not being worthy, not being, you know, whereas there's a deep, deep, deep part of me that knows that none of that is true, that knows that I'm fucking lovable, that knows that I'm fucking amazing. Like, there's sometimes you'll talk to me and I'll be like, yeah, I'm a comedic genius and like I'm fucking amazing, and I will have conversations with someone that I'm like, yo, I just channeled like straight God, like I'm like deep, like I should be on TV fucking telling people this shit right now. I should be doing Tony Robbins shit. Like, I truly feel that about myself. But again, there's a block that's stopping me from stepping fully into that power. And it's maybe a fear of being seen, maybe a fear of being judged, maybe a fear of being liked or not being liked, making which I don't mistakes. Usually care about making. And mistakes, that right, like saying something that's going to be interpreted, like especially with this fucking cancel culture. And like, dude, I say a lot of horrid shit. Like, I will admit, like,
that's why you're on the podcast.
Right. My
when
dad.
We did that show. I was like, this girl's crazy. This
with my fucking,
great. Fucking
ancestors and so living. Funny. That was so great. And I added a tag to it the other day. I was telling this girl about it, and I'm like, oh, here's an even deeper, which is so bad. Like, it's just so dark. And I love dark, because there is no light without dark. There is, like, we need both of those things to be there.
I think rock and roll is coming back.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's when did
cycle.
It ever leave?
We're out of it right now. When I say rock and roll, I don't mean rock and roll music. Oh. I mean the essence of like, fuck you.
Yeah.
You know, this is the truth. It's dirty. It's raw. It's in your face. It's not perfect.
And people make mistakes and nobody's perfect. But like the real fucked up thing is like, everybody thinking that people should be living life from their perspective. Like, that's where things really need to shift. Mm-hmm. Like, just stay in your lane.
I think it's heightened by social media and this algorithm to exacerbate our egos. And mm-hmm. then I think we're just we're getting like a new generation of people that are being trained to be like, hey man, the way you get ahead is you got to be like Trump.
I don't know though. I think that like the younger generations that I see, I can have some of the deepest conscious conversations with like a fucking 11-year-old that I'm like, yo, you
oh,
are
no,
getting
I'm not
some
saying,
shit.
I'm not saying that there aren't, listen, the enlightened ones that mm-hmm. are younger are like way ahead. They're way ahead.
Yeah.
The ones that really want to be ahead, they're way ahead, especially with the information that they're getting. But, you know, I don't think the majority of the population is like that. The majority of population
well,
is
because
just,
look at what the media focuses on, you know? Yeah. I mean, we don't even want to get into my thoughts about, like, the media and celebrity and the government and all of them being, like, Luciferian Satanists. Like, there's... It goes deep.
Do you think they're all lizard, shape-shifting lizard people? Are you with David Icke?
I don't know if I'd say they're all shape-shifting. I'm sure some of them are definitely shape-shifting like lizard people, for sure. Everything is pop. What I do know is that I don't know anything.
That's where
the
I'm at.
The only thing I do
I'm
know is
like
that everything is fucking possible. Everything is possible. Alex Honnold fucking climbed 3,000 feet without any fucking safety gear and survived. Like, that's insane. He signed my arm and I got it tattooed and he told me not to. And I was like, don't tell me how to live my fucking life. Like, you fucking climbed 3,000 feet and survived.
He told you that because he knew you would do it. That's why. He told you not to do it.
Oh, no.
He knew that
I think he sincerely like felt uncomfortable about it. When I saw him later on, like a while later, and was like, hey, remember me? And he's like, that's not a tattoo. I was like, yeah. And he's like, I don't know how I feel about it. But he's also, there's a difference. Like, rock stars are used to giving autographs and people
sure.
wanting her name on
sure,
it. Like,
sure.
Rock climbing's like just becoming this like big, amazing like sport that people are like, yo, this is fucking dope and dangerous and amazing. And like, you've got to be an insane person to do it. Right. So I think it made him like uncomfortable. But here's what happened though. I was going to watch him talk at USC. And as I was leaving my apartment, like literally walking out the door, something in me goes, bring a Sharpie. And it was just like, and have him sign like your shoe or have him sign yourself. And then it was like, if he signs you, you're getting it tattooed. And I'm like, I'm not going to see this guy. He's not going to fucking sign. That shit's not going to happen. It fucking happened. Those are the connections that we need. I could have just as easily just left and not brought my fucking Sharpie. But something stopped me and was like, I'm going to bring a fucking Sharpie.
Do you believe in simulation theory? Do you know anything about that?
Like, of this being a simulation of somebody other controlling, like, what we're doing and or...
So I'm my last podcast, I was talking about this, but I've always been fascinated how like science and foo-foo or crossing.
Quantum, yeah. You're talking like quantum physics, quantum.
Even like religion, you know, like in Islam, it's like, you know, this whole thing in Islam is like, this has all been created as a test.
Mm-hmm.
Something you're thinking like, well, it's all created as a test, right? And then now you find out science is like going, hey, we're starting to find evidence that we might be in a computer.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're finding that type of shit, which is really weird. And then it's like the idea of like parallel universes. So now you're always talking about that you have past lives. Mm-hmm. Well, science is now starting to prove that it's not that you have past lives. It's that you have parallel lives.
Right. Everything's happening at once right now. Like even the Akashic Record, like all of your lives are happening
in infinite iterations.
I am two. I am born. I am one. It's all literally happening. And you can see it with.
We're only experiencing time from like beginning fractal. To end where it's like maybe the simulation. Above in a different dimension works at a totally different level.
Oh, totally.
Where there's an infinite number of you doing an infinite number of fucking things in so many infinite iterations. Do you ever think about that at all?
Oh, fucking all the time. Like I think deja vu, there's two things that I've thought about deja vu, but one of them that's coming to mind right now is like when you... is like a manifestation coming true. When you want something so badly and the future thing that you wanted comes into your present moment and it feels like deja vu because you had already lived it. Like you've already been in that space energetically. That's how you manifest things. That's like bringing something out of your vortex. Like it's not
to me, that is a very cool way to think about stuff of that. There are so many different nodes that you could traverse on in the infinite plane of the parallel versions of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about what choice you make.
And the crazy
thing is, it's almost like choose
is,
your own adventure.
The craziest thing is some of those parallel, you literally have that. This is the other thought for me of deja vu is that on one of those, like we're literally in the same moment. Like, so one of those other lives in this other parallel universe dimension, whatever, and me that is conscious and present of being Divina Joy right now, literally is experiencing the same thing at the same moment. And that's why it feels like deja vu, because it's like, oh, I'm experiencing this on many levels, you know, on layers outside of here.
The scientific explanation for deja vu is that there's like a synapse cross that happens sometimes in your brain, which crosses the part of your brain that thinks of now and then the part of your brain of nostalgia. So the idea is that when that synapse crosses, it's not that you did experience what you experienced, but because your nostalgia part was like
ignited,
kicked off,
like activated.
And now it's like what you're experiencing is steeped as like, oh, this happened before.
Yeah.
But it didn't.
I mean, but is that a possibility?
Or the Matrix, the way the Matrix said it, where they saw deja vu and then like Neo saw the cat twice. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, what happened? He's like, oh, I just got a deja vu. And you're like, oh, shit, that means they changed something in the simulation. Mm. And then they like try to open the windows and it was all bricks.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're all possible. Like, I will never tell somebody that their experience is wrong or not right. I mean, that's interesting because like where we are right now with the world, I'm like, yeah, this mandate bullshit is wrong. You know what I mean? Like, you can't tell people what to put into their fucking body. Like, all biologies are so different, and you can't, there's no one fucking solution for everything and everybody. Otherwise, we would have fucking had it already. You know what I mean? Like, this is a very, very insane, crazy time.
You know what's insane, crazy time? You're such a flower girl, like, in touch with the universe, and like, you know, right off the bat, like definitely liberal, right? And then because of the way things are, you're Republican now.
Right. Isn't
what
that
you
weird?
Just said, because you just said, hey, I don't think that everyone should just do the same thing. Now, maybe not everybody should do the vaccine. The government shouldn't fucking tell us. What. Weren't you just talking about paying some guy $50 to lie to you?
No, you piece of shit. And that's a choice I have, though, to have that $50 of mine that I've earned or that I have and spend it.
No, I'm joking about it. Don't think of the joke, but I'm
right,
saying,
but no,
like,
I
you know, that's
like,
funny.
But I also don't identify with any of that. I never was like, I'm a Democrat or I'm a liberal or I'm a Republican. I mean, I never thought that I'd be like agreeing with like the Republican stance of something. But that's the whole point, is that like they shouldn't have these names.
Exactly.
There are situations, and you have your discernment of, I agree with this,
they
I
made
don't
it
agree with that.
Two
I
parties.
Agree with this, I don't agree with that. I know, it's ridiculous.
You really dumbed it down?
There can't be two fucking parties.
Just two?
Even electoral votes. I don't agree with electoral votes. I think we have the people that we have. Everybody votes. It goes to whoever the person is, and the majority of the
end
fucking
of
people
discussion.
Win. End of fucking discussion. Just like when we were in elementary school, and yeah. there's a class president. It wasn't like, this class gets four electoral votes and this class yeah. gets two, and because there's
that's
less
because
people. Because
I gerrymandered the tables. There's more tables on this side of the
right.
room than on that side of the room.
It's ridiculous. So yeah. like the whole system needs to be broken down.
The fact that we have two parties pisses me the fuck off.
The fact that we have one leader at all that's supposed to have all the power. Like, I don't know much about parliament. I really try not to know. This is what I've been told about past life. I have done a lot of scholarly shit. I'm not here in this life to like be that anymore. Yeah. I'm here to help people wake up. I'm here to plant seeds. You do what you do.
Bill Hicks,
right?
Plant seeds.
But yeah, like that's what it is. I used to be a big shift that I just had recently was like calling people sheeple and just being like, fuck these fucking sheeple. Da, da, da. But then that's like a judgment. And it's also talking people down. And if somebody's being talked down to, like, there's nothing that's going to like make them want to open up to the information. Right?
Sometimes the best way to get across to people is just be calm.
Oh, always.
And be neutral in your emotion.
Talk, but even the words you're saying. So then I had a perspective shift from something I saw where it was like, nobody's a sheeple. They're just sleeping lions. We have the lions that are awake. I'm here as a fucking lion who's like, yo, I'm ready to fucking do shit and fight this and let's fucking protest. We can take over this fucking government if we really want to. Like, there's more of us than them. There's a lot of
but they got us
lions.
Divided.
Right, they have us divided
into
in
two
so
parties.
Many ways.
It's only two ideas.
It's I know.
It's crazy.
It's crazy with the infinite
a
amount
lot of liberal
fucking
things,
possibilities.
A lot of liberal things I like. A lot of conservative things I like.
Totally, a lot of
you
some
know what I mean?
A few Republicans.
And to me,
I
it's
like,
where's my party?
Right.
Why do I have to only be pro-gun
one
or no
or the
gun?
Other. Right.
Why can't I be like, hey, man, I want poor people to be taken care of with some money that we can do to help them out. And at the same time, I also like guns.
Right.
What the fuck?
Right. Why does it have
like,
to be a split?
I also like, you know, business. You know?
Right.
I care about business people. I care about fucking
but
entrepreneurs.
But I care about, like, small business.
Absolutely.
I haven't ordered anything from Amazon since September 2020.
You
like,
stupid.
I'm in a...
Stupid. That's why you mad in traffic. That's why you mad in traffic. You're like, I gotta get this shit. I could have got it on Amazon, but no. I gotta go to this fucking place.
No, I've never.
And then I gotta deal with you, motherfucker.
I mean, I'll still buy online, but
man.
I'm like, okay, let me find the people that actually created this product, or I don't mind paying a little bit more, or I don't mind if I have to pay
listen,
a shipping
fee. Listen, we need to do a little give
that's
and take.
A little, that's a, now, if Bezos was doing anything with his fucking money to actually contribute back to the world, I would have no qualms in.
Didn't he though?
Him.
Didn't he donate
that
like 50 billion
ain't
or
done
some shit?
Shit for shit. That motherfucker ain't done shit. He would have to give, he could change the world by donating like 2% of his entire fucking worth. If anything, he took 50 billion and made a fucking stupid aircraft for him to go into space for 4 minutes. Like, that's the amount of fucking. I don't even think selfish is the right word because I think selfish is a demonized word. Like, it's there's nothing wrong with taking care of yourself and being selfish or self-centered. Like, but the dude, for what he could be doing, everybody wants to be Iron Man, wants to be Superman, wants to be, there's so many people that want to be these heroes. And yet we have these people that have the ability to literally change the world in a major fucking way. And they're like, no, I need $150 billion to myself because that's just my worth. If Bezos had some spiritual fucking work done, if he worked on himself energetically and spiritually and maybe needs to fucking do 5-MeO-DMT, I think if everybody did BUFO.
He probably has.
And there's no way he'd be doing what he does.
You know
like,
what?
There's no
I was listening to
way.
I was listening to an expert talking about psychedelics and what they're finding out now is when you give psychedelics to a narcissist, it doesn't enlighten them. It actually makes their narcissism even more. It inflates it.
That's an interesting
very interesting. See, like people like us are like, yeah, it'll make you more in touch and more in tune with that. And I think it's because we're already tuned that way.
Possibly.
You know?
But I don't, I haven't done my own research. I haven't been able to be like, hey, Trump, come over here. Let me fucking dose you with some fucking shrooms or bufo.
You know, an idea I came up with?
What?
Before I heard that.
Turn all the vaccines into psychedelic shots.
No, I got a better idea. More fun.
Okay.
DMT grenades.
I don't like DMT though. Like, so it could go both ways.
No,
like,
I'm talking about, so hear me out, guys. DMT will enlighten people and shit. But this is the thing, okay? It's also like you can rob them. So they'll wake up enlightened, but you'll fucking take their shit. So like you find the richest people in the world, right? That ain't doing shit for fucking society, like Jeff Bezos.
Bill Gates.
And then you just put a fucking DMT smoke grenade. So many hits that he'll be like in the other realm for at least a day.
Okay.
Seeing geometric patterns and shit.
Yeah.
Learning stuff about himself. And he'll be knocked out. You know, when people are on DMT, they just sleep.
Yeah, you're.
You take his Rolex, you take his fucking, his wallet, his car, his helicopter.
Yeah, like, where's the modern day Robin Hood?
Go to the security camera footage, make sure you take that so that's not there. You know?
Yeah.
Take a picture of his dick. And then like blackmail him with it in the future with the NFT.
We have to
make an NFT of Jeff Bezos' dick.
Yeah,
we robbed Jeff Bezos. Here's an NFT of his.
I have an NFT idea, but the people I don't who know robbed them. Do you know about NFTs that we could talk about off camera? Because I don't want my idea out there. But no,
I mean I need to do my research. Yeah. I have an idea of what an NFT is.
Yeah. I mean, I know what an NFT. Does anybody fully know what an NFT is?
All right, so this is basically what an NFT. This is what NFT is.
Yeah.
So you know what blockchain is?
Yeah.
So blockchain was created by someone who's anonymous. We don't know who it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking weird.
It's Elon Musk.
And it's a very interesting system because it is very hard to hack.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very good at encrypting and also not only encrypting, but also coding.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have a coin, you have that coin. And not only is it a coin, it's also the blockchain is also a very intricate hardware system where it can store information.
Mm-hmm.
So not only can you use it as money and have it be super secure.
Right.
The blockchain itself can also store data.
Okay.
That is highly encrypted and can come with a serial code to prove authenticity. So you can't clone it.
Right.
Right? So let's say you make a picture digitally.
Right.
Right? And you put that on Facebook or whatever, and maybe even put it on your site. Full resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can get that thing for either free or unless you charge $10 to download it off your site, right? But what if that thing blows up, right? And it's digital art, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then everyone's like, I want the original.
Right.
How do you prove the original?
Mm.
You do it with an NFT. So you, the creator, can digitally sign the original. Put it into the blockchain
mm-hmm.
of Ethereum, because Ethereum is the coin that everyone's doing NFTs in.
Okay. I love Ethereum.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So then now what you'll do is you'll be able to create an NFT coin.
Right.
That inside of it will have
that picture,
your digital art
picture.
That everyone can still have on their phone.
Right.
But you can glow it and be like, this
See,
is
I
a
thought
real
with
Divina.
An NFT, there weren't. There was not copies of whatever the thing might be. Like you buy the original, you don't necessarily have the physical.
That can be it too. But yeah. Like sometimes you'll see people going, "Hey, buy this NFT of this picture of this monkey."
Mm.
Right, this cool picture of this monkey that was like making tons of money.
Yeah, I'd seen the monkey thing. It's so weird.
Okay, but you're like, well, I got it right now. It's right here.
Yeah,
I can just have it. Yeah, but I haven't have it.
It's very interesting.
So for us, we can't
but
wrap
someone
our...
someone can buy it from you. Like, they can outbid you and
so
take it
from you,
this. Too.
Imagine this. The Mona Lisa, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can buy a picture of the Mona Lisa.
Totally.
You can have the Mona Lisa sitting in your thing, right? Mm-hmm. You can even have a rendition that makes it look like it was actually painted, mm-hmm. right? You can even find somebody to make it look like it was actually created centuries ago. Mm-hmm. And you could probably be like, that's the real one.
Right.
Right? But no, we know where the real one is because we have people that are experts that are able to appraise shit and let you know.
Right.
We're now entering the digital realm. Before you know it, we're going to be in the Matrix. Mm-hmm. The metaverse is here.
Yeah.
I just did stand up in the metaverse, right?
Yeah.
So now to us, it's like, that's kind of weird. Why would you want an NFT of a picture that I could also have?
Right.
And so what distinguishes it, right? To you, you're like, yeah, but it looks the same. Like if I buy a picture of the Mona Lisa and I hang it over here, you can be like, that's a picture of the picture.
Right.
I can tell that's not the real thing.
Right.
Right? But at the same time, in the future, it's going to be like, what's the NFT? Do you have the NFT? Mm. So to us, it almost is like, but all you're doing is paying to gloat that you have the real thing.
Right.
But isn't that what people do with art anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it just feeds again. It takes away from... It feeds into ego and narcissism. Like, look what I have. Look what, like, I am defined by this outward thing instead of being defined by.
But that's what we are, though, aren't we? That's just how people are. I mean, we put value on things that don't matter. What's the stock market?
Right. I mean, money doesn't even fucking exist. It can say that I have $10,000 in my fucking bank account, but that's all just a fucking number that's in a computer. If every single person, Mary Poppins, went to the bank and was like, give us all our money, they wouldn't have the fucking money. It doesn't exist.
Exactly.
So it's all, I mean, crypto's the same, all that shit.
Jason Bacon says, okay, Davina's now my type of girl. F all the media, government, and that rigmarole. And, NFTs are scams. Okay.
They may be, but I'm trying to get some money off of it before they disappear.
So right now NFTs like it's going to be like imagine there's going
to
be
other
technologies.
Other
technologies are going to come through it.
It doesn't have to be pictures, videos. So I have some pictures that
audio.
Like I have an idea for that. I've had an idea for a long time for like a art gallery thing, but I'm like, you know what? Fuck that. Like why not make it an NFT? And that's what I need to know. So if anybody knows how to help me turn this, but I don't know. Can anything be like, is there a rating?
Yet.
Like, can it be R rated? Can it be this?
I've had so much on my plate. I haven't really even put that much thought into it.
Well, and you don't need to, you're fine. You're successful.
I'm not successful.
Not supposed to have, you are, we're not supposed to have our hands in every fucking part of
before
life.
We go.
Why are we going? Is it been
an hour and a half?
Has it been? No way.
It flew, didn't it?
Yeah.
We were like in a flow.
So fun to talk to.
All the spirituality, and she hasn't even fucking wrestled her ego yet. The fuck out of here.
That's comedy, baby.
Oh, no.
That's comedy, baby.
Hey, but real quick, what did you learn from celibacy? What's one thing that you can teach us that you
what
got?
I think that it all happened for, thanks for going back to it, is to respect sex, to see sex as the sacred act and sacred energy that it is. Because I was somebody who was like, if I think you're hot, I want to fuck and I don't fucking care. And I will, like, you know, it was like a victory. I was very much like a guy. I've been ruled by my masculine energy for a long time. And so working into getting into my feminine energy more and receiving more than
I've dated a lot of girls like you.
Right.
Yeah.
And so for me,
and I think it's
like,
great.
It is in some ways, like, but
it ruled you. You feel like, huh?
Oh my God. Like it was, it was all I wanted to do all day. Nothing else fucking mattered.
What,
you know,
sex?
Is to have sex. Yeah. Like feel. And it was what I thought I got value out of.
Huh.
Like if somebody's having sex with me, they see the value in me.
Mm.
There was so much behind it. But I wasn't using it to create more. I wasn't using it as a release in the correct way. Cause sex is amazing. We have it here for a reason.
I use it as a release. I need it.
Right. We have it here for a reason. We
but
have
sometimes
it
does rule me.
And yeah.
The anticipation, the want, the need.
Oh, I mean, I'm telling you that I've had, yeah, it was crazy. And now I'm in a place where I'm just like, cool. Yes, I want it. I'm fine. If I were to never have sex again, I would cry. I'd be very sad. Like, it wouldn't be the best existence, but I'm fucking fine as well. Like, I honestly, like, from this situation where I started liking this other person and have found myself in my first, like, possible intimate relationship in you know, a couple of 3 years plus, December 22nd, I think was 3 years, 18, 19, 21. Yeah. I'm so bad at math, but that situation, what I realized, and this is why I need a relationship, because God, I am so happy by myself. I don't fucking care what anybody else is doing. I don't care. Like, I don't get insecure. If a friend doesn't text me back, I used to be insecure in my friendships too. And I learned that I need to now take into my relationships. Like, if a friend is insecure, like doesn't text me back for a fucking week, I'm not like, what are they doing? What's happening? Da-da. When I like somebody, I had this joke that just came up recently about the show You. Do you know the show?
I did see it, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't finish it though.
So it's, you know, a show about a guy that's a stalker. Yeah. And my joke is just like, what is he doing wrong? You know, like, he just cares a lot. Like, he just fucking, he wants to make sure they're okay. He just cares a lot. He wants to know what they're up to. Like, that's where my insecurity takes me. Like, I get to a place where it's like, all I see is, it's a kind of an obsession of like wanting to be connected to that person and wanting to know what they're doing and what they're up to and da, da, da. And it's like, I lose myself, and I've been so free of that for 3 fucking years. I've been doing Davina and doing Davina, doing Davina. And then I like realize, and I thought that I'd learned so much and I'd grown so much. And then in this recent situation, I'm like, fuck, like I still have so much to grow and so much to do. And, you know, I'm not in a space where I can allow myself to be sexual with a person if I don't know that they are in it to like, dude, there's going to be hard time. Like, we're going to go through some rough fucking patches of my growth before I can get to the other side. And I feel like I meet people that can get to a point of like that rough patch. And then it's like the rest of what's really the deep issues aren't there. They don't have the time. They don't have the space. They don't have the want or the ability to hold space for it. And so I don't know. I just, maybe I'll fucking be alone forever. Hopefully not. But just really respecting that sex is like a very sacred thing. You can have a sacred ass one night stand. It's like, where are the people at intentionally, consciously? Where's the communication level at? Are we being honest about what this experience means to me? And
was it moment? What is it, a good exchange of energy? That's really what it is.
Is it know? A good exchange of energy?
I like to fuck girls I like, even if it's only a one night stand.
Right.
I don't enjoy it if I've, this may sound like narcissistic, but it's just like, do you deserve this dick?
Right. Absolutely. Do you deserve this yoni?
Because
you know
to me, I'm like, I put effort. For me, I care about the girl enjoying herself. Right. That right. makes it better for me.
Of course.
And if I don't like the girl, I just want to get her done over. I'm right. like, you're just a terrible human. Get the but fuck also out of here. Just like you just look good. Get the fuck.
The ability to have the same like intention of like, the ability to have an experience and then let it be just that, that's what I need to work on. I get addicted to that moment and I hate change and I don't want it to fucking ever end. So I will.
So you find somebody that you're like having sex with and it's really good, and then you're like, let's keep doing this.
Like, I want to keep doing. Well, I've also realized that, like, I've only ever, I've had internal orgasm. I did have an ex that could make me squirt, so I'm assuming that was probably an internal orgasm of some sort. But, like, I think that I've always been very external, like clitoral orgasms. And what I'm learning recently is, like, that's, like, the fast food of orgasms. Like, clitoral orgasms can actually deplete a woman's energy as well. Like, it's not fully satisfying.
Yes, I was listening to a podcast about this, and a woman was talking about the importance for women to have deep vaginal orgasms,
like cervical.
Sorry, guys, I'm fixing my mic.
I'm like, stop talking, fix it, and then let's do it.
I know, I'm sorry. I'm like, because this thing was squeezing my head too hard. I'm so sorry.
That's
anyways, go ahead.
Said. And so having like that ability to, so right now I'm going to buy some crystal wands so I can learn about my body. Like, dude, I get that pleasing a woman is difficult. I don't know.
Not
I
always. Fucking some get, girls are just very easy.
Some girls are very easy, and maybe they're way more open and connected to their yoni, and they can.
Or
they
your
can
connection
get themselves
to them.
And your connection.
I
but
think
I've
sometimes
had
the partner is everything.
With people, and it's still, I love sex. Don't get me wrong. I fucking love trying it to reach that. I love sex. I could do it all day, all the time. But there's a, like, if you, a person doesn't know their body and know sure. their self-worth and know sure. the sacredness of who they are, like you said, like, do you deserve this dick?
Yeah.
Like, do you deserve the time and the effort that I'm going to put into it?
Yeah.
Are you going to match that? Are we on the same page and in the same vibrational alignment? I think that's really important. So that's what I've, you know, taken from it is like, yeah, being, I guess, more, And I thought I was already picky. That's what's so crazy. But being more energetically picky, I was picky like superficially. Now it's like energetically picky.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've always been energy, even when I was younger. I'm more so now as I'm older. And aesthetics always matter to me. Don't get me wrong.
Right? I mean, you have to have an attraction. Like
there's a physical attraction. Right. But there's a different physical attraction when you're like... So like if I meet a girl that's a 10 physically,
yeah,
but she's a 6 mentally,
or yeah,
okay,
yeah, ew.
The sex is gonna be all right. I just had sex with this pretty looking thing,
right?
It's just you know and right. whatever. And sometimes for a man, if you hook up with a 10 who knows that she's a 10, mm-hmm. she don't do extracurricular shit in bed,
right?
She got no other skills.
I've heard that.
She's a pillow princess. Mm. She's like, why should I tickle your balls? Look at me. Yeah. That's kind of like the attitude, right?
God, I love pleasing. Like, I just love exploring the body.
I'd much rather have a 7 or an 8 with a 10 mindset.
Right.
And it's like right there with me.
Yeah.
Like even if it's just a hookup or even if it's just a friends with benefits, it's like someone where I'm like, yo, you're cool as fuck.
Yeah.
I like you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make you squirt. You know what I mean? Yeah. We're going to put the effort into this fucking
shit.
What do I got
to
bring?
I can tell that you want to bring me the most pleasure as well. Like
right.
It's that energetic exchange. Yeah,
exchange.
And it's so interesting to me when there's people that don't want to explore the body and don't want to like do... Like, this isn't work. This is play. You're not working. You're having fun.
Some people
like,
don't have sexual curiosity.
Not... Yeah.
They don't have this explorative like mindset where it's just like... Can I make you squirm? You know right. what I mean? Like, what will make you squirm?
But also, like, they're in a
what's
place
your
where
buttons?
What has programmed them? Like, watching fucking porn, watching these movies. Like, all these fucking scenes
that's
that are sex
thing.
Are ridiculous.
That's
they're
another
not
thing.
Real.
They're not real.
They're not real. It's a simulation inside a simulation.
Sure.
You know, that's a programming of, like I thought clitoral fucking, or like, yeah, we're all fucking clitoral. And then recently, my friend Michelle was talking to me and was like, girl... No. And she's like, I love sex, but like I can have my partner and I have such good sex that he gives me an orgasm so good that I'm like, see you in a week. And I'm like, a week? I'm insatiable.
What do you mean? She's but like, she's saying like a deep internal orgasm?
Yeah, because like
so
the
more like,
orgasm is cosmic.
Yeah.
Like it's not even just deep internal in the body. The shit
sure.
is energetically like fucking mind-blowing.
You just
and
figured
it
that
satisfies
out?
Satisfies her so much. Not that I just figured that out. I mean, I've heard some people talk about it, but I haven't had that.
You haven't had that?
No, not on that fucking level. Like I've recently
that blows me away because you come across as someone who's had every sexual experience.
I mean, I've had a lot of sexual experience,
but I'm
sex,
talking about every level of pleasure.
I don't
in terms
know
of,
my internal yoni. Like I don't know my yoni the way that I should and the
what?
Way that I could, and that's what I'm learning now.
I'm sorry, that's fascinating. We should have started the podcast with that shit.
Well, come back
with the.
I'll come back. We are going to go to Red Eagle. We're going to do
I'm gonna give it a shot.
Podcast.
I'm open-minded. You know me. I'm down.
I'm going to send you the fucking link. We'll figure out. You tell me what day you're available to go. I will make my Tuesday fucking available.
I'm
I will
blown
come
away.
And pick you up. I will fucking drive you. And then we will come back and talk about your experience.
Now
with
I
want
to find that podcast. I forgot what podcast I was listening to. It was a sex podcast.
I mean, there's so many.
No,
out
but this
there.
Doctor there's... was this doctor was on there and she was talking about and I learned a lot from it. And
oh,
she,
I have this picture right now.
She talked about
like
how women
talking about all the spots.
To have
like
more...
we have 3-4 spots.
No, she was talking about like deep internal,
yeah.
deep vaginal orgasm as opposed to clitoral stimulation.
Right.
And she was breaking down like the physiological benefits. Like she was breaking down like the
right.
science of what
if you find it, send it.
What
to
it
me.
Would do to the body. Oh. Fuck, man.
You'll find it. It'll come up when it's supposed to come
because
up.
Because
like,
it wasn't a podcast
works.
I normally listen to. Sometimes I just like go through some.
Well, then go through your history. Isn't there a history of like podcasts when you watch things? And there's got to be some kind of history. I mean, it's technology. Fucking
I'll look into it. It was a while ago. I'll look into
it. Yeah. But like at the end of the day, there are so. We have like 4 G spots. Like there's a G spot, a U spot, an A spot, a P spot. Like there's spots.
Where they at? Where they at?
Us.
Where they at?
I'll
they
show
at?
You a picture.
Where they at, girl?
This website, Yoni.
I know where the G
Palace.
Is. Where Where's the rest of the alphabet?
Yoni Pleasure Palace, and they sell the crystal wands and stuff. And they had this ebook that was $5, and it's a 19-page book. And this is, I'm such a bad reader. It's a 19-page book that I just need to, because it'll guide you on what is going to be the best toy for you to get. Because these crystal fucking dildos are hundreds of dollars. Like, you're spending money, you know? So you want to make sure, because they're not returnable.
I'm not buying a crystal dildo.
I'm saying for a woman who's like exploring her yoni and learning, because this is my story is the majority of fucking the world's story.
It's
like
called a yoni.
Very few. Yeah.
Okay.
Are the vulva, the vagina is really just the canal. Like the whole thing is a vulva, but yoni is a word that I love. There's a yoniverse. Like there's the whole, you know.
Is yoni like a technical term?
Yoni is a technical, like a spiritual term.
Okay, so
like vulva. Term. Well, what's technical?
We rise scientific. In love.
Oh, it's just, it has to be scientific. We to rise be technical. In love. What's the Latin base of the origin of this word? Like,
we
fucking,
rise
what's
in
fucking
love
technical?
Kills me. I said, we rise in love kills me, man.
I will kill you.
It kills me.
You are ridiculous.
It's like, at one level, you're Republican, and then all of a sudden, you're just like, get your fucking pronoun
right.
I'm
not Republican. We're gonna put the Knicks on defining me as being any. I am a human being. I am a soul, actually, in a human body, having a human experience to amplify my soul in whatever way that it's here to evolve. And I believe that we have discernment.
What
like,
you need
what
to do
feels
is
right, what feels wrong.
Get on Amazon, free yourself some time to explore your yoni. You know what I mean? Because I think you're out in the streets trying to get toilet paper when you should just be having it come to your house, man. Just being like, what's this crystal dildo do? You know, I don't think
you... Yo, you can have toilet paper delivered to your house and it doesn't have to be through Amazon. Stop supporting Jeff fucking Bezos until he fucking does something to support you. That's what I say.
Alexa, reorder Bang Energy Drink Watermelon.
Bang Energy Drink. I hate you so much. Liquid watermelon, 12 count. It's $21.53. Alexa, stop.
No.
Yeah. Fuck Alexa. Fuck Amazon. Fuck the cart.
I need to order this shit. This is something I actually forgot about.
Order it when we're done with the fucking podcast.
You mad? You're that mad?
No. I'm not mad, but I'm going to stop it.
The podcast.
I'm gonna stop it because I'm a cunt.
The podcast was supposed to stop, but we still going now, bro. Shit.
Yo, I could talk for 5 fucking hours.
Me
like,
too.
We could talk for
That's why I'm trying not to. I've had podcasts go 3.5 hours with one of my friends, man. It was fucking like, okay. And I'm trying to be more, but the people who watch it, they love it. They're like, go longer. I'm like, yeah. No. Alexa, reorder Bang Energy Drink Watermelon.
Alexa, stop.
Don't listen to her. Fuck.
You're my girl, girl. You're my girl, girl. Alexa, are you my girl?
She's an AI.
She's an AI.
She knows you now. See, she would have answered me. She knows.
Ask her.
This girl's
Say,
a
Alexa, you. I'm a bitchy
cunt.
Cunt.
Cunt. Cunt. Was it?
Okay, this has been. It's so ridiculous. Look at your little sound. You've got a great setup here, Mike. You're doing it.
I'm not. This setup is janky as fuck. It's always got problems. The fucking audience knows. Every episode we have technical difficulties, except
for
today.
Did we today? We didn't today? That's because I told my.
Well, the lighting could have been better. I fucked up the lighting.
I told him.
No. You look fine. I'm talking about usually the background's blue and shit. That didn't work out.
Oh. They don't need the fucking background. They got damn homework.
You don't need that chain across your stupid face.
I don't need it, but I love. Oh yeah,
exactly.
The second he saw me, he was like, "Oh, yo, I'm really digging his chain." On
I
your
do
face.
Like
so
it
don't
though.
Don't be talking shit.
I do like
with
it
with my feathers and with my crystals. There's carnelian and.
I know when
quartz.
I see a girl. When I see a girl that I'm about to hit on, she got that chain across her face. I'm like, she does threesomes.
I don't. I mean, I will, like, but not into girls.
I'm
like, I'm straight as fuck.
More than likely, I'm just like, this. I might be able to make this work.
I mean, yeah, I'll watch people have sex and like blow someone with a friend, but like, I'm not into girls. Like, I'm not like a let's have a threesome. Like,
that's enough for me.
Yeah.
My last girlfriend was bisexual. Almost all my ex girlfriends were bisexual. That
yeah.
was so much fun.
I bet.
So much fun. So much fun. It's just for me, I just can't go forward with someone. My biggest thing is trust. That's my biggest
right.
thing. Like when it gets to a point where I'm just like, are you lying now? Fuck.
Well, that's insecurity. I mean, the bottom line of that is insecurity. Like, because if you were secure, then you would trust.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if somebody catches
you. It's also creating stories.
But when you catch someone in a lie, you know, at least they should, like, be like, all right.
Yeah, people are lying and all that shit is the worst. I'm like, if there's one thing that I could bestow on any human being, it's like, speak your fucking truth. Whatever is actually true for you, it doesn't fucking matter how anybody else is going to take it or process it.
Some people belong in a community that they have to abide by. You know what's funny is I grew up in an Arab community in Detroit where I looked at the white people in the area as being the lucky ones and not being part of this community that has this constant gaze on you, especially if you're a woman, right? Mm-hmm. And that type of like gaze, that shame gaze that comes from that type of community is like one of the reasons why many people leave the community like that to go explore other things. Like I joined the Marines, I got the fuck out of there, you know, whatever. So that was not my style. I'm not a type of guy that wants to shame people. I don't like to judge people or anything.
Right.
But then now that shame shit is now in my liberal friends. Now my liberal friends are the Muslim community I tried to get away from. Now it's, I can't believe how it transferred. So now it's just this shame on you. So before it was my liberal friends were like, shame on you for shaming a woman for enjoying her sexuality. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, shame on you for not doing this. Shame on you for not wearing a mask. Shame on you. I'm better than you. And one thing I couldn't stand is I was hanging out with one of my friends the other day and he was in the middle of this story. And I understand what somebody may would say this jokingly, but this wasn't jokingly.
Okay.
And this is the thing that I can't stand that comes from the liberals is how sometimes we can be like, we feel like we're the authority of what's right. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, so this guy and this girl were walking together. They were dating completely age inappropriate. He was age inappropriate, you know? And he was saying it from a very judgmental,
right?
Like, ugh. And I had to stop him. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. If a wrinkled bag of bones makes her come, who the fuck are you to say, bro?
And it might not even be about the physical. They might not have a sexual intimacy at all.
Anything.
It could be a total emotional intimacy.
It could have been her dad.
Right. Like, and maybe they're just really close. Maybe, you know, in other countries, parents and kids walk around fucking naked and there's nothing weird about that they're family and stuff. You know what
I
mean?
Oh, wow. That
like,
is true, right? See each
other. Yeah. Like, it's not a weird thing. It's
But you know what I'm like talking so about. I'm just going off what you're like, the whole judgment thing, like this whole like,
but we also have to stop labeling like, oh, because all the liberals do. There's not all liberals that do, like, not all one person.
I didn't say all
any. I know, but yeah. This person,
did I say all?
Whether he considers himself liberal, but you say like liberals when you do an S, like a plural, you're including
I'm saying in a sentence it more nuanced. I'm saying some liberals are definitely some. Yeah, I mean, I know,
but
a
like,
lot of liberals
but
are
like
not.
Some Republicans would think the same way, or conservatives would think the same way as those liberals think. Like, it's so all of these labels, any of these labels is what's causing the divisiveness.
Sure.
Like, the
you're
more
100%
that we
right
use it,
no
the more that divisiveness
and,
is
and you're
fed.
100% right. That just that right there, like, even this attitude that I'm seeing in people who consider themselves left or consider themselves right just shows that the programming is working.
Right.
That we have only these two parties, and it's so easy for the elite to control us if they only have two knobs to turn.
Right. Right. Instead, make it harder
for them.
You know, like, this is who I am as a person. I like this. I don't like this. I like this. I don't like this. Can I accept that somebody else is going to like or not like something that, like, can I accept somebody sees the world differently than me and wants to do different things? Yes, to a point. Like, I'm never going to be friends with a fucking pedophile. I don't want to be friends with a murderer or a fucking rapist. Like, there's some things that are just, like, hands down, like, that is
too much,
right? Like, that's not an experience that I want to be connected to. But, like, I don't hate, if you want to go get a fucking jab, like, do what you want to do, whatever makes you feel safe and secure and brings you joy in your life, awesome. Would I like to help you realize that, like, there's things where you could, like, eat healthier? Where I believe in terrain theory and not germ theory. I believe that if your body, your own personal terrain, is at the highest, healthiest peak, it doesn't matter if someone coughs in your face with strep throat, it doesn't matter if someone coughs in your face with fucking vid or whatever the fuck, you're not gonna fucking get it, because your body, your immune system, everything is working at such a high fucking level. It is, and you might be in an alkaline body state, shit can't grow in that, like, it can't, disease can't affect you. That's what I truly believe. So
you probably, listen, disease can still affect you, but you're I would say that putting those steps into place just fortifies your defenses. You're better off.
It can affect you, as in, like, you could catch like it, the but you guns in front of the, get symptoms from it.
The turrets and the snipers that they have trained on the White House, is it going to for sure protect the White House?
Right.
No. But it ups its chances.
It ups its chances, you know? So, like, at the end of the day, do what you got to do that makes you feel safe. Don't fucking judge what other, like I said, stay in your lane. Don't judge people. If you can't be surrounded by someone who thinks differently than you, then you, like, you've got to sit with that. That's where the meditation comes in. Like, why do I let that this other person who's doing their own experience, like, why am I even involved in their energy of what they're doing? Why can't we just connect on the things that we agree with or respectfully disagree and be like, learn from each other? Like, that's the fucking thing.
That's what the system was supposed to be about.
Right.
It was supposed to be for us to disagree diplomatically. Be like, all right, man, I'll see you in the voting booth. I'll see you again.
That's the thing, is then you bring in voting and there's a winner. And that's why I don't think there should be one person that fucking wins anything, whether it's a parliament or whether it's a group of people that like get voted in and they all get to have a say.
I think we still need our representatives and stuff.
But it's a group, one fucking person.
I think what fixed government is getting money out of government. That's it.
Yeah. Military, getting money out of military.
That's
too.
But what I'm talking about, getting the money out of government, meaning getting the private money out of influencing our politicians.
Absolutely.
They should do what they've done, like in Singapore, whether it's working or not. The idea is great. They said they stripped private money from ever influencing the government. Mm-hmm. And then they made the salaries for each one of these positions highly compatible. Mm-hmm. You want to compete for these jobs. Mm-hmm. So you want to be mayor of so-and-so because you're a millionaire now. Mm-hmm. And then now everyone knows that you're a millionaire for having this job. So then the public really holds you to your job.
Yeah.
So now people are really invested in paying attention because they know all the money that he's getting is from us.
Right.
As opposed to, well, I can't get my problem across because CNN has got you in their back pocket or whatever.
I mean, it's the corporations that are running everything. I mean, it's a cabal that's running everything, and it's the Rothschilds and the fucking Rockefellers, and it goes so deep. But at the end of the day, I agree 1,000,000,000%. Like that none of these corporations should be able to be funding anything that I don't think if you put out a fucking vaccine and there are problems with it, you should be liable for that problem. I don't think there should be anything that says, oh, well, we waived the liability to and this person's fucking
right.
Who's to say that person's not Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde or like another fucking Hitler and is like, I'm just going to fuck people up because this shit was made in a fucking lab. They're doing it. It's here. It's being done in front of our fucking faces.
And then you saw what they did to Jon Stewart for making that joke.
Oh, did they cancel him?
Yeah.
I mean, the whole...
I mean, everybody was... Did you see what happened to Sarah Silverman?
Mm-mm.
I think CNN reported on DeSantis, right? So, like, now the liberal narrative on the liberal side is like, hey, he's bad. Everything he's doing is bad.
Okay.
So, all they do is keep reporting on shit he does bad. So, this one report came out about how he is now going to create a government task force to help the state of Florida in any future outbreaks,
pandemics
or whatever, right? A type of system that would be able to do things so the federal government won't have to come in. We won't have to wait on the federal government. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Self-sufficient, like they're their own self-sufficient. Right. Yeah.
The CNN article.
Sovereign.
Just out to get him. Can you believe it? Anti-vaxxer, didn't want to do the lockdown. Now look what he's doing. And mind you, the thing that he's trying to implement in Florida, every liberal state has already. California has it. Mm. You name it. We already have it. They don't have it because they're Republicans. They're usually typically like, hey, smaller government, smaller government, smaller government. And DeSantis is now kind of going against the grain of what smaller government is going. Hey, you know what? It's good that we didn't shut everything down, but we should put things in place in the future so that we don't need the federal government, right? Now he's the bad guy, right? Sarah Silverman, liberal.
Mm-hmm.
Calls out that article. This is a bullshit article. Yeah, I know it's cool to fucking like talk down DeSantis, but this article is fucking bullshit. Mm-hmm. Because hello, we're doing it in California. What the fuck is this?
Right.
She's racist now.
Oh.
Because the woman who wrote it and did the reporting is black. And Sarah Silverman had to go on her podcast and had to apologize.
Really? She didn't. Why would she give in?
She did it very sarcastically, but she still had to kind of be like, okay, I'm sorry. I give up.
Yeah.
Everybody starts going against her just because of the, and it's like, that's where we're at now.
And it's like, dude, it's not about who wrote the article. It's that the facts in the fucking article are wrong or stupid or fucking not being said correctly, or they exist somewhere else. Hold on a second.
Even if Sarah Silverman was wrong or whatever, why are you bringing up race?
Right.
Why are liberals now
because division.
Trying to go against racism, but being so racist to do that?
Right. Because if we can't have division with this, then we're going to make division with that. If we can't have it with that, then we're going to have it with this.
Do these people know? Do they know what they're doing?
They don't. People are zombies.
Do they know what they're doing?
Totally fucking brainwashed.
You don't think they like they know what they're doing?
Which people?
Like, I don't know. Like anybody who would come to the conclusion that. Oh, well, sir, I'm not listening to what Sarah Silverman says because she's racist because the lady who wrote the article was black.
Like a regular civilian? No, I don't think they know what they're doing. We have literally been programmed, subliminal programming, fucking conditioning since we were fucking could see, since anything was stimulating us.
Agree.
So no, I don't think that people know what they're fucking. I think that people
are. I think
are
some
so,
people know.
Some people know, of course.
I think some people know this is, hey, this is the cool thing to do.
But they think on their own. Well, but that's a trend. That's another programming to be popular, to be trendy, to be part of like what is the majority of people doing. Oh, well, then that's what I believe. No, when you know, you sit in your own discernment and sit in your own fucking body and go, how do I feel about this situation? No matter what the fuck. Like a fucking, you know, Riz, the one who channels Red Eagle, is like, I'm Indian. Back in the day, Indians were either doctors or engineer. You know, like there were two fucking jobs that you fucking did that your parents wanted you to do that they would be proud of you of. And that's it. And he's like, and I'm sitting here, the shaman channeler of like energy and like and doing this spiritual fucking thing. And he's just like, things have changed so fucking much. But like. He had to break that thing for himself. You know what I mean? And had to go through his parents being like, we're disappointed in you. We don't agree with what you're doing. But through him still being successful, because at the end of the day, the doctors make money. The engineers make money. So the only thing is, are you making money or not? Like how much fucking money do you have in the bank? That doesn't even matter. So it's all this, where's the popular fucking side going? We need the pioneers that are here to fucking I'm here to figure out who I am. I don't care who fucking Mike is. I don't care who the president is. I don't care who these fucking politicians, fuck Newsom, fuck Garcetti, fuck all these pieces of shit. I don't care. And even with my tribe, I don't care who these people that I love are. Who am I? How can I connect with what I believe in, who I am, my discernment, and live from that space with also out judging what anybody else is fucking doing in their space without caring if they like me or don't like me, without caring about any of that. And it's hard. It's fucking hard. It's a lot. It takes work. Literally, when you, for me, get into the spiritual path, you are aware 24/7. The ability to be present in every single trigger, every single moment, every single thing. I'm aware when I'm driving and I start becoming crazy. Like, I will be like, fuck you. And then I'll be like, Davina. Like, literally, the next thing is like, Davina. How does that serve you?
Yeah.
You know, and asking those questions. And I'm like, I get that it doesn't fucking serve me. But right now, I just want to tell this person to fuck off because they just cut me off. And now they're hitting on their brakes. And it's just like, cool. So what? You know, and that is, I have dialogue with myself 24/7 when I have a trigger, when I act a certain way. And right then, just calling myself out on, we got to call ourselves out on shit and stop fucking worrying about calling other people out on shit.
I think that's a rare trick.
It's not.
I know. I try to call myself out on stuff, but that's a rare trick.
Less spiritual, like the spiritual fucking community is 1 or 3% of the population, but we're here to guide and help and show. And the only way you can do it is by doing it yourself, like by being an example and then somebody being like, hey, I saw that person just pissed you off, but I also saw yourself like go, like breathe and then laugh about it. Like, how did you fucking transition that fast?
Yeah.
How did you go from like fucking being a 10 and 11 mad to like calming yourself, grounding yourself? And
when I get
like,
mad,
this is funny and
you
this
know,
is dumb.
You know what that means for me? I'm not doing the things I need to do to smoothen out my life. So I find that if I don't do my evening routine, if I don't do my, hey, man, this is what I'm wearing tomorrow. Get that out of the way so I don't have to think about it.
That's your evening routine?
You know, okay. You know, get my vitamins that I'm taking ready for the morning. Get everything ready, you know, like get my coffee ready or what all. Place all that shit up, you know. Plan my day. For me, I got to like literally plan my day and be like, yo, okay, so from this time to this time, it's me time. From this time to this time, I'm handling some emails.
Right.
From this time to this time, I'm writing with my writing partner. This time, going to the gym.
Right.
This time to this time, open mics.
Are you a Virgo?
No, Aries.
Oh, Aries. Interesting.
So, to
interesting.
Me, if I don't do that, if I don't really go the night before and meditate, mind you, it's a meditation practice. Mm-hmm. It's what I'm doing on my day, next day. One, I won't sleep that good. And two, when I wake up in the morning, I'm not as lubed up and like ready. Like the day goes so much smoother when
But it's
I
funny that your night routine is to get ready for the morning. Whereas you could have that be your morning routine. You could be just as in that wake up and the first thing you do is meditate for 20 minutes and then go, okay, what do I want to wear today? What am I feeling? What am I doing? And have your night routine be like prepping you. You have some, I bet, in either your moon or your rising. You have Sagittarius, Virgo, or Capricorn.
I have shit to do, girl. I have shit to do.
Then wake up the 20 fucking minutes earlier to do whatever. Like, yes, it can all fit in. Because then how are you being
Wait
present?
A minute. How are you going to tell me how to do my life?
No, I'm not telling you how to do your life.
Did you hear that?
I'm saying...
Did you hear that? She just said everybody's got to do them, and then I tell her what I'm doing. She's like, no, you're not doing it right.
You're not doing it. You're not.
How am I not doing it right? Everyone does evening routines. A lot of successful people
do
evening
routines.
Yes,
do evening routines for like ending the day and closing the day out, not necessarily starting out the next day. Like but that's fine. Your description of an evening routine is prepping yourself for the next day. My description
I do it way before I go to bed.
Find my space in gratitude for the day, like focus on what are the things that happened that I enjoyed,
what are the things
that happened that I didn't, falling asleep. I don't like, other than like, we had this plan from however many days ago, you hit me up and said, hey, do you want to be on my podcast?
Yeah.
There are very few things in my thing that I have planned. People will be like, hey, Davina, we're going to go do this on this day. And I'll be like, feel into it. If it feels like a fuck yes in that moment, I'll be like, I'm going to add it to my calendar and I'll let you know the day before or the day of if I'm going to be there. I want my days to be a complete fucking mystery. And I do need more discipline. Like, I enjoy the discipline. Like, but I have my morning routine discipline.
But are you doing
it?
Are you like, for example, me, I'm like, I have two writing partners that I'm writing with.
Right.
That I have to meet every other day. So I'm writing every day.
Right.
On Zoom, 2 hours scheduled. They're on the East Coast. I'm on the West Coast.
Yeah.
I have rental properties, property manager. I have my mom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have,
our lives are very different.
Bookings. I got trying to book road gigs.
And you can
do open mics. I got to schedule time for open mics.
Right.
I got to schedule time to sit down and write new jokes.
Mm-hmm. Well, aren't you doing that with your writing partner?
Because I'm writing movies with those guys.
Oh, okay.
I'm writing a movie with one guy and I'm writing a TV show with another guy.
Okay.
And then I got to set aside time for myself.
Right.
So you see why it's very important that the night before I decide to unwind, I need to plan my entire day. Because if I don't, I'm late on everything and I don't feel centered. I don't feel like I'm accomplishing anything. I'm not hitting my marks. That's when I'm freaking out in traffic.
Yeah.
That's my meditation.
We just have total different.
Yeah. My meditation is to make the next day a meditative experience. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So like when my day's planned, my day's smooth.
But my meditative experience of the next day is I wake up. When I wake up, the first thing in the morning, I do 5 rounds of Wim Hof breathing and I oil pull and I meditate. And then I take like once I've oil pulled and brushed my teeth, because you do that all before you drink water or anything. I drink a liter of water. I take the couple of supplements that I take. Meditate, have that whole, maybe play some Duolingo so that I can get that in for fucking learning Spanish and like have that, because that's a fucking game. That's a competition.
So your morning routine is about 3 hours.
No, like I can have all that. I mean, my breath work takes maybe 25 minutes, 30 at the max, 20 minutes of pretty much 25 minutes, 20 minutes of doing my oil pulling. So let's say
the fuck's oil pulling. I think I've heard of this before, like sucking oil.
You take
or some shit.
First thing in the morning. It's an ancient Ayurvedic like tradition. Like you take I use coconut oil, but a tablespoon, and you just swish it around your mouth for 20 minutes. Dude, I don't go to the dentist. My teeth are fucking amazing. Mm. I like it's it.
And
it,
what are the benefits of doing this?
It detoxifies because you have access to your bloodline from under your tongue, so it detoxifies your body. It cleans your gums. It cleans your teeth.
I've heard of
it
oil
whitens
pulling.
Your teeth. It cleans your tongue. Your tongue is like a bacterial fucking like.
I've heard that on
wasteland.
The Ben Greenfield podcast, which is a great fitness podcast where he breaks down like really cool ancient and scientific things and he puts them together.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, what is it, Ben Green?
Ben
podcast?
Greenfield fitness podcast.
Greenfield. Okay.
Ben Greenfield.
Greenfield.
Yeah, yeah. He's very. Nerdy talks about latest science, mm-hmm. but he always tries to find a thread through ancestral living.
Oh yeah, you know the Model I mean? Health Show is very much the same with Sean Stevenson. the Model Health Show is fucking amazing. That's
Model
an amazing,
Health
Model
Show.
Health Show. Is
I'll
an
check
amazing
that out.
One to listen
I love
to
stuff
too.
Like that.
Yeah. Oh, you'll love the Model. Sean is. Fucking dope as
I need
fuck.
To do a better morning routine though. So this oil pool.
And see, I need a better nighttime routine. So that's so funny. But yeah, as soon
think,
as you wake
I think,
up before
I think
you
adding,
drink.
I think adding a plan for your day the next day, part of your
no,
evening routine.
That doesn't vibrate with me. Like I, my goal in life is to let life unfold. Like I am co-creating with life.
I used
and
to be
I
like that
fucking
when I didn't have shit to
me.
Do. I love
well,
that.
Yeah.
When I didn't
when
have,
I
shit,
have
to do,
shit to
girl,
do,
I
like,
I'm like, what is that? I don't
like
care.
Like today, I woke up, like after I did
Missed
my morning routine, I had to jump into the shower to get my hair cute so that I could come here and feel like when I have things to do, like I get them, the things done beforehand. But I do, as far as like getting my podcast back ongoing, doing, shooting my own, you know, lives, even if it's just me naked on fucking OnlyFans to do those things and things like that. Like,
she likes to be naked,
that
guys.
That could be planned. Who doesn't? Who fucking doesn't?
I love being naked.
Right. So be on Naked and Serious. Are you gonna be a guest on Naked?
Do I have to be naked?
Yeah.
Like fully naked?
Fully naked.
Balls out.
But we're sitting down. Like I actually had brought a towel in case I ended up being naked.
Nobody's
on this,
seeing
but like,
your dick.
So we start off in a robe and we talk.
What's the
for
difference
a
of a guy? A guy's just shirtless. That's not naked.
No, everybody's naked, completely fucking naked.
Yeah.
There's no clothes on. So we start off in a robe for a couple of minutes and then we take off our, at some point in time, the conversation always gets to like a pause where I go, let's get naked and serious. We take off our clothes, continue the conversation from that point in time. It's about desexualizing the human body. It's about, you know, especially for America, but like,
I like being naked around. Like
first off, I've
girls that
been,
I like.
I've always been weird,
be
right? Because you sexualize
them.
Your body and the human
but
body.
But I also like being.
Sexualize
I also
nudity.
Like being naked at home.
Right, but like, have you ever been to a naked beach?
I sleep naked.
Have you ever been to a naked beach?
No. Well, I have been, and I was disappointed.
Well, because you're judging the fucking human body. You're sexualizing it.
It's like,
so
why are all
the
ones
reason,
that are naked are, ugh.
That's why I have Naked and Serious, because it's about desexualizing, like just showing up. So right now, I see that you have your shirt on, Public Yemeni. I almost wore a Guns N' Roses shirt, and then I was like, no, I don't want to be defined by like, oh, and I do like Guns N' Roses, but like the whole point of Naked and Serious is like when we meet people, we can make snap judgments off of the way that they have their hair, the way that
sure.
they're dressing, what
sure.
they're, what they're sure. wearing, all their jewelry.
Sure.
When you show up and you are completely naked, you get to choose who you are showing up to be. You get to define yourself. You get to say, this is who I am, and any other person can see you from that fucking space, right? So
I just hope my balls are taut that day.
I mean, have
some
it be
days
cold
my balls,
in the room.
Some days my Who balls can, are just but, like fucking
right.
like, what? Why are you trying to drag on the floor,
yo,
bro?
Ball,
and they, then other days they're just like, yo, man, we hanging out up top,
loose
homie.
Balls are fucking awesome at times. Like if a guy's hitting it from the back and his balls are coming up and smacking your puss, that shit's hot. Like that shit feels good. There's nothing wrong. Everything has its time and its moment and shit, right? Right. Sometimes it's nice to have tight little balls, like cold, tight little balls. Like those are fun to like the judging of how balls should be. Or
Alexa,
like my balls are doing this.
How do you
Alexa.
Like your balls, tight or loose?
Alexa, it's me. I'm a virtual assistant who can help you with lots of things, like timers and alarms, the weather.
Alexa, how do you like your penises?
She just turned right up. She went, boom.
We got to end the podcast. This shit might get out of love.
I know. I'm so supposed to be taking my dog. Oh, that's okay because yoga's not going to
happen. Yeah, we went a little over 2 hours.
do you guys like listening to us? I like listening to us. No, you're super fun. I mean, we just literally met Saturday, you know, for the first time. And your fucking vibe is awesome. And I'm really glad.
At a libertarian party. We did it. We did a show for a bunch of libertarians.
You're so ridiculous.
It was.
It's not. No, it's stop defining. Stop feeding.
They define themselves. They tell me they're libertarians.
Stop yelling in my ear.
Jason says, have her back.
Oh, thank you, Jason. Where's Jason from?
Jason's somewhere in Michigan, I think. Oh, I also got my old Marine Corps buddy on here, too.
And then Are they the only two? Oh, okay.
No. People. We had like anywhere from like 10 people at the most watching at the time. And then he just dips in and out.
Of course.
Some people. So
you can be boring.
Yeah. So follow her. The smallest
at the smallest fat girl, but also help me with building my empowerment guide business at empowerment MPOWERMENT _. So empowerment, but without the E. Empowerment. Like empowerment.
Cool.
Yeah. And at Naked and Serious, my podcast. I have the Instagram. It's coming back. Naked and
Somebody
Serious.
Somebody here
said,
check out Patreon. I think they allow
it's on Patreon. But well, you can be naked there. And Serious is on Patreon. It's also on OnlyFans right now. I'm updating the 15 episodes and more to come and more like live. I don't know if you can do live on Patreon.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But live on OnlyFans. Go to the OnlyFans, Naked and Serious. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Mike.
He already followed you. Okay.
Love
Thank you, girl. Love you.
I'll see you soon.
We'll do that weird thing maybe next week.
Red Eagle. Let me know. It's on Tuesday.
Some guy who turns into an eagle.
Next week or the week after, like before February, because then he's taking a group of people to Egypt to do like a retreat in Egypt.
Okay. Yeah. I'm down. If I'm doing anything on that Tuesday night, let's do it.
Let's do it.
How far is he?
Don't worry, because I'm going to pick you up and I'm going
to
take you.
No. I just wanted to know how far.
Very North Malibu.
Oh, I guess not too bad.
No, but it's far.
No.
But it's not too bad.
I was just trying to see if I can get the improv mic in between, that's all.
Well, it starts at 8. We would probably have to leave here.
Improv mic ends at 7.
Perfect. Like, I could even pick you up from there, and we could go straight from there. But, well, I would say we'd maybe need to leave by, like, 6:45. Like, give ourselves an hour to get there. But who knows? We'll figure it out. This is boring for these beautiful, lovely people.
All right, guys. Till next week, Wednesday, 2 p.m. Follow her, follow me, Mike from Detroit, and everything. See you guys.
Public Yemeni number 1.